Let it ride.
The following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream, internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldog football with producer Rob Edwards and hosts Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related.
By Salina Lumber, the getting place. If you need it, we got it.
By Westmoreland Management, proud supporters of CCHS Athletics, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers, one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Appalachian Bioscience, take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today with our BioTrend services.
By Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
By Delhalla One-Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, inviting you to come back home.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. It's the last official day of summer and week 6 of the 2018 football season. Tonight finds head coach Jake Johnson and his 3-2 Clay County Bulldogs in need of a source of celebration as they drop their last two in a row. Hopefully the annual homecoming festivities surrounding this evening's game will rekindle their morale. Don't look for the 4-1 East Robertson Indians to play the Bulldogs Queen tonight, though, as they, along with their head coach Chad Broderick, make the 75-mile eastward commute to Salina as the winners of four straight. We're here to bring you all the action tonight as East Robertson and Clay County meet for the ninth time.
Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Bulldog football brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your locally, independently owned and operated CarQuest store proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all your automotive needs. And that's not all. Their newly renovated building on Brown Street in Salina has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agriculture parts, custom hydraulic hoses, accessories, and much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278 or stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help to make each segment possible, including Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles.
Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components to shape the earth for over 35 years.
Homer Improvement, when you get to it and can't do it, call a contractor that's used to it.
Westmoreland Management, proud supporters of Clay County High School Athletics, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Subway, inviting Bulldog fans to stop in to pick up their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what we do.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsborough. The next time you bend it, call Little Robert and he'll mend it.
TDS Disposal, serving all your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County athletes and cheerleaders.
Salina Dairy Queen, where Bulldog fans gather to enjoy fan food, not fast food.
And Budget Pest Control, when the Bulldogs win, get 10% off a termite spray that week.
Coming up during the CarQuest pregame show, we will recap last week's game, find out how the Dogs' opponents fared, delve into a bite of Bulldog history, hear from Clay County head coach Jake Johnson, and much more as we get ready for kickoff with Bulldog Football streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network. In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd's reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's BioPrint services. Visit appbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Holman's Dock Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Holman's Dock Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around. Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show. This is our sixth game of calling live Bulldog football action this 2018 season, and for the fourth time this year, we're here in the Twin Lakes broadcast booth, high top Joe Neal Leach Stadium. I'm Daniel Strong, and as usual, I'll be bringing you the play-by-play action tonight. I'm pleased to be accompanied this evening, first of all, by our network producer, Rob Edwards.
Happy to be here, Daniel.
Homecoming here in Salina, Coach.
It's been a festive week.
Certainly has. Also joining us tonight is our analyst, statistician, and founder, Thomas Weaver.
Look forward to it every week, guys, and it's always a pleasure to be here with you two. In the friendly confines, as you said, Twin Lakes broadcast booth back in it tonight.
Yeah, I can show up about 3 minutes before our time this way.
Well, you jumped in front of me just a little bit. I have to say, folks, if you don't know it, these two guys go out of the way many regards. I think we've got Coach Edwards as our athletic director stand in tonight. Daniel's been trying to get up hay all week long, and they both made it here on time, so we're proud of them for that. But I have to say, guys, a pretty rough trip up the mountain last week, and it feels good to be back here at home, and I'm sure the dogs feel the same way. Big wake-up call for Clay County guys, and I'm anxious to see how they respond against this East Robertson team tonight, who's on a roll, Daniel.
They are. I'm willing to say Coach Johnson has had a good week of practice after Friday night's contest at Monterey.
During that game, it was a little hard to keep our energy up, much less what the dogs were doing. But I tell you one thing that hasn't had a lack of energy, and that's the feedback that we've received about our second year here on the Horizon Sports Network. And I have to say it feels good to know people are enjoying it. But the only reason I wanted to mention that is to let our sponsors know that we are getting a lot of good feedback, and people are depending on this broadcast to hear the black and gold every Friday night.
Well, I think they feel safe to go out of town and to another event, know that they can keep up with the action in real time.
Well, we appreciate all of them listening, and I hope everyone who does tune in each week realizes our sponsor support is the only reason we're able to bring Bulldog football to them. So, folks, I want to ask you, go out, support those businesses, do business with them, and let them know how much you appreciate their support here on the Horizon Sports Network. We want to also ask you to pick up a copy of the Del Holla Horizon newspaper each week. because the Horizon Sports Network is just an extension of our coverage in print, Daniel. And, you know, the two together, we hope, has given the Bulldogs pretty good coverage at this
time. It's thorough. It is thorough.
And as we talked about every week, last week's paper chronicled that ugly blowout where Monterey dominated start to finish. And in case you missed it, which might not have been something you care to miss, here's what was in print as we dive into the Horizon Weekly Recap. The headline on the front page read, Bulldogs look to get back up off the mat for homecoming. The story told how, after what can only be described as a demoralizing loss, Coach Johnson took the blame for his team not being ready to play, vowed to fix it, and expects that same team to put it behind them and move forward tonight. Second week in a row, Daniel, there's not a whole lot on the Bulldog side in the summary, but we'll go through it anyway.
We will, and I've got to mention before I start quickly, like Coach Johnson's style there, that's exactly what a coach does. You know, he don't put it off on anybody but himself. Accept that responsibility and then, like you say, vows to move forward. Got to respect that in Coach Johnson. Let's look at that summary. The Wildcats stole the opening possession with a surprise pooch-style kick that they recovered near midfield and immediately turned it into points to lead 7-9 with only 22 seconds going off that game clock. They then forced a Clay County three and out, which quickly resulted in the Dogs trailing 15-9 at the midway point of the first quarter. Though shell-shocked, the Dogs did initially respond. Junior quarterback Jake Ashlock engineered a 14-play scoring drive to get his team back in the game. He scrambled for 15 yards to pick up Clay County's initial first down and then found classmate Wyatt Burks for the next to break into Wildcat territory. Then on fourth down, Ashlock again converted with his legs to keep the drive alive before hooking up with senior wideout B.J. Emerton for 9 more yards. Senior running back Jared Markham followed that up with a nifty 12-yard run, and Ashlock hit senior Dakota McGee to set his team up with a first and goal with the Wildcat 2. Two plays later, the signal caller punched it in from 1 yard out to slice the Bulldog deficit to 15-6. Unfortunately, that 9-point deficit is as close as Clay County would get. The Wildcats tacked on two more scores in the second quarter to lead 29-6 at the break, and it got even uglier in the second half as Monterey piled it on with another trio of touchdowns. Final score, Clay County 6, Monterey 50.
Tough one, as we said before, Daniel, and Clay County statistics reflected their sluggish play as the Dogs only produced a total of 180 yards on 47 offensive snaps, including 35 rushes for 123 yards and 57 passing yards on just 6 completions. Ashlock was a bright spot and earned our TDS top performer that night, and he accounted for over half of the entire team's production. Really thought he stepped up and showed what kind of quarterback he can be, Daniel.
He certainly had a lot bigger nights concerning numbers, but as far as just leadership and mentality, may have been his best as a Bulldog.
I agree. He was 6-for-12, did have one interception, and had those 57 yards, but he also carried it 12 times for 41 yards and that touchdown you talked about. He threw completions to Burks, 2-for-29, McGee, 3-for-19, and Emerton, who caught 1-for-9. The Dogs' rushing total was filled out by Markham, who was limited. Monterey really had his number, 7 carries for 22 yards. Thought he'd be a big key in that contest. Just didn't happen.
It didn't. I was doing season totals this morning, and I will quickly mention, even with that 7 carries for 22 yards, I think you said, he's still averaging 10 yards a carry on 50-plus carries this season.
We know how dangerous he is. We hope to see some of that tonight. Junior Mason Sharp had 5 carries for 26 yards against the Wildcats. Burks had 6-for-18. Sophomore Dalton Goad, who is our defensive star, saw him carry the ball the first time, 3 carries for 14 yards. McGee had 1 carry for 1 yard, and sophomore Jacob Burnett rounded out the rushing with a 1 yard carry. Goad, as we just mentioned, led the way again defensively. He had 5 tackles, 2 for loss, and a pair of sacks. Though he wasn't effective in the first half, which who was on that night, he kind of stepped up, showed a little grit early in the second.
We've yet to see Goad go through a game and not have some moment in time that we see that.
Another person that stepped up in his first action, Sage Tiernan. He was the leading tackler with 6 tackles, and I thought he played pretty well in his first action. Emerton had 5 tackles on tackle for loss. Senior Zach Strong, 3 tackles. a TFL, and a sack. Senior Austin Ritter had three tackles. Sophomore Wesley Walker in his first action this year had three tackles. Burks had two. Sharp one. Freshman Wade Coons one. Markham one. And seniors Hayden Cherry and Dalton Schrable also tallied stops in the contest. So a lot of names on that defensive side, but they have plenty of opportunities to hit a Wildcat with the ball because they had it all night long, Daniel.
They did. A lot of rushing yardage for Monterey.
Folks, next week get all the details just like we went through. Pictures from the CCHS Media Group and more from tonight's game in your Dale Hall Horizon. We also want to remind you to tell your friends we're on the air. Daniel and I are talking about it. It's our second season, but we still run into someone every once in a while that's heard about these broadcasts but hadn't listened yet. So
continue to talk about it.
That's right.
Yeah.
We would like for you to just tell one person. We've got a large number of listeners, so if you could tell one person, grab their telephone, take them to our website, push play while we're live. They'll know how to do it every time they come back. So with that, guys, we'll be right back with more of the CarQuest pregame show as we get ready for Dogs versus Indians in Clay County's homecoming game here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Clay County Farm Supply is not only your local one-stop shop for all things farm-related, but they also carry a full line of Pro Hardware brand products, building supplies, and much more. Owners Randy and Charlotte Copeland make sure their business is the community's leader in farm products and feed while offering a wide array of home improvement building supplies. Why go anywhere else? Stop in today or give them a call at 931-243-4169. Their entire staff wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season. Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related, plus so much more.
With Twin Lakes Future-Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live. Working together, we can make it even better. If you want to be a part of this effort, the Clay County 3-Star Program is always looking for volunteers. If you have the desire and a few hours a month, please get involved with our community and the 3-Star Program. Come by or call the Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338. We'll find a way that you can contribute.
Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living in the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those.
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show. Typically in our broadcast, this is the point that we do the How They Fired segment. However, Coach Edwards leads us through that, and he's having to be the acting athletic director tonight in the absence of Joe Sims. So we're going to do How They Fired in a few moments. We're going to go ahead and jump right into about a Bulldog history. So if you know somebody that loves this segment and they usually don't tune in until about 10 minutes from now, better holler at them because here we go. This is the CarQuest pregame show, Thomas, and it's time for About a Bulldog History, brought to you by Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history. Tonight's game marks the ninth time the Bulldogs and the Indians have met on the gridiron. Clay County leads the series with a 5-3 record. The Black and Gold currently has a one-game losing streak in the series after last year's 25-29 loss. The Indians have never won consecutive contests against the Dogs. Salina held a three-game winning streak over East Robertson in a trio of contests that transpired in 1978, and then we didn't play them for several years, and we beat them in 85 and 86, so we did have a three-game win streak there. Clay County scores 19 points per game on average against East Rob, with an all-time high of 40 in 1985. The Dogs have been shut out only once in the series. The Indians score 11 points per game on average against the Black and Gold, with their all-time high of 29 coming last season. East Robertson's been held scoreless one time by the Bulldogs. We're going to go through the single-game leaders against the East Robertson Indians. These are not all-time in any contest. These are specifically against East Robertson. We're going to start off here with rushing yardage. We see Jason Narhead Hamilton, 198 yards as a freshman in 1986.
No surprise here, rushing touchdowns. I think he's our all-time leader in touchdowns. Jimmy Crankhole had four in that historic 1985 season against East Rob.
Now we'll go down to passing yardage. This is a recent one. Only last year, Jake Ashlock threw for 201 yards, the most of any Bulldog quarterback against the Indians.
On that same night, Daniel, B.J. Emerson, a senior tonight, was the recipient of a lot of those yards, 106 receiving yards to break the record in 2017.
Same night, B.J. Emerson caught two touchdown passes, so the most scores of any wideout against the Indians.
And tackles in 1986, our all-time leading tackler, Kenny Garrett, 16 in a game. What a night against East Rob.
No surprise there. Longest interception return touchdown all the way back in the first ever contest between East Rob and Salina in 1968 in the Blanket Bowl. My dad, Jerry Strong, about midway through the fourth quarter, picked off one and took it back 76 yards for a touchdown, the longest against the Indians.
From that same historic game, and we may hear a little more about that here in our top five as we get into it. Butch Young, an 88-yard kickoff return touchdown against the Indians.
1977, punt return touchdown, the longest of 68 yards, Ricky D. Barlow. With the series history complete, we're going to go ahead and move on to announcing the next team on the Horizon Sports Network Power Rankings Top 10. The team so far have been the 1981 team is 10th, the 1983 team is 9th, the 1958 team is 8th, the 1989 team is 7th, and last week we announced the 1985 team is 6th. If you've missed a prior broadcast, go to our archives link to listen to those. With no further delay, it's time for the number 5 team in the Horizon Sports Network Power Rankings. The year was 1968. Vince Lombardi and his Green Bay Packers won Super Bowl II. Martin Luther King Jr. was assassinated. The Vietnam War reached its most frenzied peak. And in Salina, Tennessee, John Teeples was in his 14th season as the leader of Salina Bulldog football. With a large group of upperclassmen and some talented younger players, the veteran Teeples had the makings of a special team on his hands. The Black and Gold began the season with dominating wins over Livingston, Baxter, Gordonsville, Monterey, and Piggy County. During their 5-0 first half of the season, the Bulldogs scored 179 points while allowing their opponents a total of only 26. The back half of their season began with a 0-13 loss to the highly touted Trousdale County Yellow Jackets. Their second and final loss was the following week at the hands of Smith County, 12-19. Wins over Tennessee Vocational Institute, otherwise known as Taft Youth Center to the younger generation, and York Institute paired Salina up with Gainesboro in the final regular season contest. Gainesboro, a very strong team entering that matchup, would battle their downriver rivals, the Salina Bulldogs, to a scoreless tie and end the regular season, Salina would, with a 7-2-1 record.
You wonder where that rivalry comes from. That's where it started, I'm sure.
I'm sure that was a big factor in it. Due to their regular season success, Coach Teeples and his team were invited into postseason action for the fifth time in the school's history. Thus far, they held a 0-4 bowl game record. At this time, I'm going to go ahead, folks, and take the opportunity here to share a first-hand account of this bowl game with our listeners. Looking through some stuff last night, I found I had access to an old Salina High School Spillway newspaper, thanks to my folks, Jerry and Linda Strong. They had kept it from their high school years. And I'd like to read a summary of that bowl game. It was from the December 1968 Spillway, and it was written by senior player Jerry Burnett. On November 23rd, our team, two full Pep Club buses, and hundreds of supporters ventured to Springfield to take on East Robertson in the 10th annual Blanket Bowl. We went to Springfield knowing that we could win the game, but we also knew they would take advantage of any mistakes we made. So all we had to do was play a good ball game. Our first score came in the second quarter when Larry Austin ran across from the 7-yard line. Shortly afterwards, the score was all tied up 6-6 when East Robertson's big fullback went across for their only score of the game. We went ahead again when Butch Young dashed 88 yards to return their kickoff. Gary Austin kicked the extra point, thus ending the first half at a score of 13-6. In the last half, Gary Austin booted a 23-yard field goal to make the score 16-6. Our final touchdown came when Jerry Strong picked off a pass and rambled 76 yards to end the scoring 22-6. We came home with the winner's trophy, the game ball, and the privilege of being able to say we won Salina's first bowl. According to the power rankings, and that does conclude Jerry Burnett's article there, according to the power rankings, the 1968 team ties for 12th in the area of winning percentage. Their offense is the 11th best of all time, while their defense ranked 5th, allowing only 6.9 points per game. Their point differential rank of 7th, and their bowl win places the 1968 team as the 5th best all-time Salina Bulldog football team. Thomas, we always go to you for a rundown of the names. Here you go.
Well, first I want to thank you for putting all this together and your mother and father for keeping that. That's one of the greatest things I've ever heard. A first-hand account from a player that was in that contest. That's just, especially as a journalist or somebody that enjoys this stuff, to hear that from that many years ago, that's special.
And it was written at the time, so it hadn't been exaggerated a whole lot.
Exactly.
This was 50 years ago, 50th
right.
anniversary of this 1968 team. A lot of these guys are still around, and I think you folks will recognize a lot of these names.
You will, and 8 freshmen comprise this roster. Ronnie Webb, Tim Turner, Steve Monroe, Bobby Arms, Donnie Webb, Eddie Dean Sherrill, Jed Short, and Benny Maxfield. There were 6 sophomores, Mike Barlow, Larry Smith, your father, Jerry Strong, who you just talked about, Gary Austin, Charles Savage, and Jimmy Lynn were the sophomores. There were 7 juniors who played a big role, Champ Ed Clark, Lynn Strong, Coach Randall Walker, Larry Austin, the quarterback, Greg Black, Stephen Chitwood, who's our cheerleader coach now, Ricky Mabry. So a good group of juniors there, but it came down to these 10 seniors. We talked about 10 being a big number of seniors. They had it here in this one. Butch Young, who led the way carrying the ball, Charles Daly, Jerry Cummins, Jerry Burnett, who wrote that article you just read, Walter Lee Arms, Haskell Bailey, Kenny Brown, Wallace Walker, Danny Crusher Bowles, and David Turner rounded out that huge group of seniors. We always like to mention the managers. There were 4 of those, Gary Nivens, Danny Brown, Dickie Cherry, and Roger Dale Coleman. And, of course, there are coached by the legendary Robert M. John Teeples, who this field we're sitting here looking at is named after and assisted by another Hall of Famer, Coach Jerry Eads.
Exactly. What a strong staff, a small staff of 2 gentlemen. Pretty strong. Now, I didn't have Bobby Westmoreland as being credited as an assistant there. Now, he did help, I know, in the 69 season and became head coach in 70. Bobby may very well have helped coach this team as well.
Could have been.
Offensively, this 1968 Salina team was led by standout junior quarterback who's now in the Clay County Sports Hall of Fame, Larry Austin. Statistics from this time period are few and far between, but we know that Austin was a highly accurate and strong-armed passer, not only from personal conversations with folks, but we've actually got the 1968 Blanket Bowl on film. That was put together several years ago by someone, and I've got a copy of it and watched it last night in preparation for this. Austin's favorite target was senior tight end Wallace Walker, whose sure hands and large frame created problems for opposing secondaries. The backfield was filled out by a pair of senior backs who were both highly talented, Butch Young and Jerry Burnett. Young was a pure athlete and runner with huge big play potential. Burnett was dangerous while carrying the ball, but was also known as a tenacious blocker. The team's impressive defense was accomplished by a host of players. Leading the way on that side were seniors Walter Lee Arms, Danny Crusher Bowles, and David Turner, along with junior Stephen Chipwood and sophomores Jerry Strong and Gary Austin. Receiving all the Upper Cumberland Conference from the squad were Walter Lee Arms, Jerry Burnett, David Turner, Wallace Walker, and Butch Young. Arms also garnered all Mid-State first-team honors, while Young was named the Blanket Bowl Offensive MVP. So, Thomas, you know, 50 years ago, very strong squad. You had to win 7 games in that era to qualify for a bowl game. They did this, and won Mr. Teeples his only bowl victory as a coach. He only coached one more season after this year. This was his 14th, as we mentioned. He coached a total of 15 as head coach. And bowl winners in a time when that was a pretty big thing.
It was a big thing, and I think you probably know, but if you look back in history, we didn't have a whole lot of those bowl winners.
No.
You know, and it was a big thing because this was at least a mid-state-wide type thing to get even invited to these games, Daniel.
Had to have a good following, and so you see that the community support all the way back in 1968 was strong. Had to have that good record, and they went over there and showed they could take care of things. A team that's often overlooked, we talk about the Tobacco Bowl teams of the 50s, maybe the Lions Bowl team of the 70s, and all the great teams of the 80s. We forget about this 1968 team, and as you've said all year long, they ranked themselves fifth overall due to their statistics and the data that they created.
And one other thing I want to mention, you mentioned that video. I'm pretty sure you put that together and said some fella.
Well,
but anyway,
I made the highlight film, but somebody
video,
else did it.
I watched it too, couldn't help myself. But during that video, you mentioned the Hall of Fame. They were dedicated, I think, Coach, you may have been there during one of that Hall of Fame ceremony, were dedicated that year to this team. And a lot of them were there, and that was a special night that I'll never forget when that 68 team was there at the Hall of Fame ceremony.
They had a whole table full, at least 12 of them turned out. And, well, folks, we're out of time here, and this has been about a Bulldog history. The 1968 team ranked fifth in our Horizon Sports Network Power Rankings, and this has been brought to you by Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to The Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, The Getting Place.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility, has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Salina for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Besides offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years, Westmoreland Management and owner Bobby Westmoreland have been proud supporters of Clay County Athletics for decades. Not only have they offered area residents options when looking for a place to live with their Riverside and Cherry Tree apartment complexes, they've always shown their Bulldog pride. The owners and employees of Westmoreland Management are proud to sponsor Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldogs football this season. They encourage you to get behind the CCHS team and fill the stands at every game. Go Dogs!
We're back here on the CarQuest pregame show. We're out on the field. They are announcing all the homecoming superlatives here at Clay County High School. And Thomas, do we have a list of the homecoming and football queens? I know the homecoming queen was Miss Morgan Weir this year, a senior. Congratulations to her. And
honestly, Lainey Watson was the football queen. I think they just announced her. I tell you what I like about homecoming. You look out here and you see this big crowd. You see a lot of these former players stirring around here that you might not see for a while.
Well, that's true. That's true. It's always a big night to come out. And folks, this is the Carquest pregame show. We mixed things up tonight. Coach Edwards had to step out a moment ago, so we already did history. We announced the 1968 Blanket Bowl winning team as the fifth best all time in the power rankings, and Coach Edwards is back with us. So now we're going to do how they fired. Typically, we do it before history, but we have switched things around, and it is brought to us by our local Farm Bureau here in Salina and agency manager Daniel Burke. Coach, take it away.
Well, let's just get right down to business, guys. Last week, Jackson County fell to 1-4. They lost 20-26 to this East Robertson team that's out here on the field warming up tonight.
That's interesting. I don't know how to feel about that.
Well, I'll tell you how you should probably feel about it. And that's Coach Loftus. He's had four or five games to put together, try to get a win against a quality opponent, and he almost pulled it off, Coach.
It was a really close game all the way to the very end, I believe. Tonight, Jackson is at Monterey.
Red Bull one to follow tonight.
Yeah. Red Bull and Springs fell to 0-5 after, to me, what's a surprising 19-48 loss to Pickett County.
Wow, Red Bullen got beat down by the Bobcats.
They did. They are idle tonight.
How many points did you say that Pickett could put up?
48.
48. Could be a record.
Possible.
Republic High School fell to 1-4 after a battle at Gordonsville. 14-8 losers to the Tigers.
You know, we told, we kind of said that the Trailblazers are going to get somebody. They're still going to, but they almost got what is picked the top in our region coming into the preseason.
That shows how close this region is.
Yep.
Mount Juliet Christian Academy moved to 3-1 on the season with a 29-14 win over Kings Academy. Tonight they are at Middle Tennessee Christian. As we've already talked about, Monterey got their first win of the season. They went to 1-4 after a 50-6 win over Clay. They host Jackson tonight.
You didn't have to repeat that one, Coach.
It's my duty to do so, Coach. East Robertson, as we said earlier, moved to 4-1 with a 26-20 win over Jackson. Joe Burns fell to 2-2 after losing 41-7 to Huntland. They are at Westmoreland tonight.
Huntland must be strong. I believe that's the team that beat Monterey earlier in the year, and that's a huge win over a strong Joe Burns team.
It is, and I wonder if we may be seeing Joe Burns falling off a little bit. Not to say that you can't take them seriously down the road,
right.
But you know, this East Robinson team beat them for the first time in 19 years this year, and then you see that loss there. You know, they may have a kick or two in their armor this year.
Could be.
I predict we're going to get an answer to your question. Next week.
I think you're right.
The Sail Creek Panthers got their first win of the season, 27-26, in what was a barn burner over Copper Basin.
A regular shootout.
Pickett County, as we said, 48-19 winners over Red Bull, and they moved to 2-2 on the season. Tonight, they host Sail Creek.
That could be a barn burner.
Absolutely. Gordonsville High School, like we talked about, they moved to 3-2 with a 14-8 win over Republic. They are idle tonight. Got the week off right in the middle of the season. Week 6, probably I'm not a football guru, but I think that's a pretty good time to have a bye week.
I think so. Most of them are a little later towards fall break, so can't get much better than that.
No. Yeah. Last week, Clay County's opponents were 6-4 overall, and right now they stand at 18-27. Overall, we are about, looks like, 25 minutes, but I think the clock has stopped there, guys, for the homecoming festivities. Yeah, it looks like we're about 22 minutes from what's supposed to be kickoff, but we could have a little delay here possibly due to the homecoming activities. So we want to make sure the teams have plenty of time to stretch and get loosened up. This has been How They Fared, brought to you by Farm Bureau and your Salina agency manager, Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, health, and home insurance. Please stay with us, folks. We will be back shortly. Wade is the son of Jacob and Laura Coon. GG from O2.
You're listening to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Bulldog football brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store, proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is a place to go for all your automotive needs, and that's not all. Their newly renovated building on Brown Street in Salina has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agricultural parts, custom hydraulic hoses, accessories, and much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278, or just stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Though CarQuest is a pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles.
Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components to shape the earth for over 35 years.
Home Improvement, when you get to it and can't do it, call the contractor that's used to it.
Westmoreland Management, proud supporters of CCHS Athletics, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Subway, inviting Bulldog fans to stop in to pick up their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what we do.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainesboro. The next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
TDS Disposal, serving all your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
Salina Dairy Queen, where Bulldog fans gather to enjoy fan food, not fast food.
And Budget Pest Control. When the Bulldogs win, get 10% off termite spray that week.
Up next on the CarQuest pregame show, an interview with head coach Jake Johnson, and still to come, the keys to the game from analyst Thomas Weaver, a game-time weather report, a final word before kickoff, and the announcement of the starting lineups. Stay with us here as we get ready for Bulldog football, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
Now, Bulldog fans, let's go inside the locker room with head coach Jake Johnson, brought to you by Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components to shape the earth for over 35 years. This is Thomas Weaver here inside the Russell Richardson Doghouse, just hours away from Clay County's homecoming game with East Robertson, where the Dogs will look to get back on track against the Indians. I'm here with Bulldog head coach Jake Johnson and senior tight end and linebacker Hayden Cherry for this week's edition of Inside the Locker Room. Guys, thanks for having us over today.
Hey, thanks for coming. You're always welcome to the Doghouse.
Good to have you here, Hayden.
Hey, it's good to be here, sir.
Coach, last week, have to say, a little hard to swallow. But like you said in the paper, you got to put it behind you, learn from it, and move on.
You're absolutely right. And, you know, it's one of those things, it is what it is. I mean, you can point fingers, you can do anything you want to, but the point being is, hey, it's in the past. Hopefully this is a wake-up call, and, you know, I feel like we've responded all week. You know, we've had a great several days of practice, and I feel like we're as prepared as we could be.
Sounds good. Hayden, safe to say, just like Coach said, that was a wake-up call up on the mountain. I'm sure you guys have upped the intensity a little this week to get your minds right and focus on this one coming up tonight.
Oh, yes, we did. All week in practice, it was very, very intense all week. It's very tough coming off a tough loss like that, especially to a team we thought we was better than. Well, actually, we knew we was better than, and we should have beat.
I agree with you, Hayden. It's just kind of like just one of those nights, you know. Coach, I don't care who you are. You're going to have those kinds of games sometimes. We all know this team is better than the way they played, just like Hayden said.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, once again, I feel like we've woken up a little and responded. And, you know, hats off to these kids anyway. I don't think a lot of people really understand exactly what they've had to go through. I mean, the switch in the preseason. Well, not really preseason, kind of midseason.
Midseason, right in the middle of
it. And they took it and ran with it. You know, there's a lot of new stuff. So, I mean, there's a little adjustment period. Unfortunately, we got caught in one. But, I mean, you know, it is what it is. Wasn't exactly happy about it, but, you know, hey, the sun will come up in the morning.
That's right. Hayden, you kind of touched on it, but talk about how you guys prepared this week to kind of get past that one and hopefully hit your stride tonight and heading down the home stretch of the regular season. You know, we got several crucial region matchups coming up.
Right. Well, we just, as a team, was being more physical. I felt like last Friday night we was not physical at all. We was the ones getting hit. You just can't do that.
Well, I mean, Monterey had a good game plan coming in. They loaded up on you, especially on that outside.
Right.
You know, I've got a picture in the newspaper. You got one locked up and about four more coming at you. Not much of a chance out there on the edge for you, Hayden.
Yeah.
I thought you held up best you could.
Well, thanks, sir.
You know, Coach, you got to talk about this guy. Just like that play I mentioned. To me, Hayden Cherry's the constant on this team. You know, I love watching him do his job night in, night out on both sides of the ball. You know, talk about how valuable this guy is to the Bulldogs.
You know, first and foremost, he's really the unsung hero of the group. You know, day in and day out, he's going to do his job. You know, in an ideal situation, you know, we could try to get him the ball more. But, I mean, as far as, hey, locking down the edge, you know, that's huge. Hey, blocking from a tight end standpoint. You know, hey, playing in special teams, being a team leader. Those are things you gotta have. And you know, hey, hats off to him for staying motivated and keeping working. Cause, you know, his name doesn't necessarily get called all the time. But hey, he is consistently doing his job day in and day out. Hey, and when he's doing his job, he's allowing room for other people to make plays.
And to me, he's just that example, leads by example for
sure.
Oh,
you're exactly right.
I'm sure he's very important in that way. Hayden, you hear what your coach is talking about, and I've said it over and over on the broadcast. I love to watch you play. Where's that blue-collar work ethic you got come from?
Yeah, just the way I was raised up. That's always worked hard when I was younger, and it's kind of carried on.
Well, it definitely shows for sure. And then also the technique. I mean, I know you've had several coaches throughout your career,
right,
but you've had to put that in yourself and kind of take it upon yourself to know how to
right
get horizontal on the outside.
Yeah.
And things of that nature. It just really impresses me, Hayden.
Thanks, sir.
Coach, let's see. We got homecoming tonight. It's always a distraction. I know that. And then we got East Robertson coming in, a pretty good team. They're on a roll, 1-4 in a row, beat Joe Burns, their big in-county rival. Talk about the Indians and the challenge they're going to put up.
You know, first and foremost, we don't ever want to get beat by homecoming week. You know, there are a lot of distractions. I feel like these guys have done a good job of being focused. But East Robertson, they're pretty big. You know, they got some pretty good size. They've got two very good ball players. You know, number 9, the quarterback, if we don't keep contain on him, it's hard to get a square shot on him. You know, he's quicker than he is fast. They got a receiver out there, number 13, who they like to get the ball on the jet a lot, like to run him deep. But, you know, the good news is we get a little healthier this week, especially in the secondary. That should help us out. I feel like we have become more disciplined. We've got back to being physical. And you know, that's the number one priority. But it's going to be a challenge. And, you know, from here on out, there's no easy games.
That's true. Hayden, how much are you looking forward to homecoming tonight and kind of getting back on the horse?
Of course, it's homecoming. Everybody's looking forward to it. If I think we just play our assignment right, I think we have a good shot at it.
It's going to be a big crowd up there.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure, you know, I know the festivities are pregame. That means everybody's going to be there for the first half anyway.
Right.
So, should be a good one. Coach, you touched on East Robertson a little bit. To me, one of the things that could be important, you know, the Monterey quarterback run kind of hurt us. They got a guy that can do it and do it well in Cameron Swift.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I think we've learned a lesson on that. you know, as far as containing the quarterback, especially the backside, and just staying home and playing our assignments. You know, it can't be a one-man deal because, hey, if one defense is like a chain, you know, one of them breaks, I mean, you don't have anything holding anymore. So we just really got back to that gap control, really put emphasis on it, and staying home.
Sounds good. Give me one key tonight, Coach. What's it going to take to get over the hump against the Indians tonight?
Well, if we come out and play our brand of football, which I feel like we got away from this last week, but, you know, if we come out with the same intensity and effort like we have in past games, especially, you know, Republic and Mount Juliet Christian, you know, I think we'll do well. You know, and something else exciting to see, we've made a few changes, especially offensively. You'll definitely have the pleasure of seeing that unfold before your eyes.
Sounds good. I'm looking forward to it. Hayden, appreciate you having us over here. Coach, good to be here with you. And good luck tonight. Folks, we'll be back here next week with Coach Johnson to preview the Dogs' road trip to Joe Burns. Another big one. We hope you'll join us then. This has been Inside the Locker Room with Head Coach Jake Johnson, brought to you by Head Equipment, offering parts and sales from machines and components to shape the earth for over 35 years. In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd's reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's BioPrint services. Visit appbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit delhollalake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlake.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show. It's time for the home improvement keys to the game. We asked Thomas his thoughts on how the Dogs can win tonight over these Robertson Indians. Thomas, offensively.
Well, to start, I know we didn't see a whole lot as far as offense goes in the blowout last week, but one thing we did see was the real Jake Ashlock, Daniel. He was a different player, I thought, in that contest. And I think we see him take on a bigger role in this offense going forward because, like Coach Johnson said, he kind of earned that, even though it was one game.
He needs to be a bigger part. We came into the season thinking Jared Markham all the way, and he's still here, but it's fell off a little.
Has. And you know, that's what everybody sees when they look at film on this team is Jared Markham and what he did early on in the season. But I also think with Ashlock's emergence, we're going to see a few more wrinkles this week from Coach Johnson. You got to remember, he's only been here less than a month. So he's been limited on what he can change and has kind of been putting it in week to week. You know, didn't want to bombard his guys with a lot of new stuff. But last week, I think, kind of sped up that schedule, Daniel. So I think you see maybe he's going to give Ashlock a little more responsibility, maybe go to a shotgun, a little bit of a different look, and move Jared Markham around a little bit. You know, last week, things were a little too predictable, Daniel. Expect Johnson to keep the Indians guessing a little bit tonight. And I think that'll be the key to opening this Bulldog offense up and increase the production because we're going to need it against this East Robertson team.
I agree. They're really big up front. What about on the defensive side of the football?
Well, talk about a wake-up call for that Dog defense last week. I mean, there's no other way to put it. They got whooped.
For them and for us. You know, we thought that was our strength. And
well, I think I said last week in the keys of the game that it didn't really matter what Monterey did, that our defense would respond. But, boy, was I wrong in that one. Just one of those nights. And Monterey exposed some of those weaknesses we've got on that side of the ball. But I'm confident in that group. I still am. I see them using that as motivation. Last week's whooping, that's all you can call it, just like I said earlier. And you know the Indians are going to try that same type of physical attack tonight. We're just going to have to go up and play Bulldog football. I talked to Coach. He said it in the interview. If we come out with that same intensity, that same drive and play our game like we did in those prior 2 weeks, I think that's all we need. We've got to get that grip back, get the fight back, and I know what they're made of, Daniel. It's not so much about scheme tonight on that side of the ball, just pride and heart. That's the key on the defense tonight.
I agree. Well, we've talked about each side of the football. What about overall? Is there anything different?
Well, same thing, unfortunately. We talked about mindset last week. We saw how that worked out against the winless Wildcats. It was the Dogs' demise. They didn't have their minds right. Same thing this week, Daniel. They got to get their minds right. It's going to be tough to block out all these homecoming distractions and try to forget about Monterey last week, and not to mention, you know, some other things that are going on. So they got to put the blinders on, just like you do a horse.
Right.
Go out there, go play, because if they're not focused tonight, it could be another ugly one with the way this East Robertson team is playing. But I think you see this Clay County team's bounce back, get their heads right, and play tough Bulldog football.
There you go. That's been the keys to the game from analyst Thomas Weaver, brought to you by Homer Improvement. When you get to it and can't do it, call the contractor that used to it. Now we'll turn our eyes to the skies and bring you the Cumberland Exteriors weather report. We've been interested in rain all throughout the day here in Salina, and there is a chance throughout the contest, 25 to 30%. There's some showers off to the northwest of us. They may or may not affect this game. Temperature kickoff is going to be 77 degrees. At halftime, 75. At the end of the game, 74. It's 70% humidity here at John Peebles Field tonight, and there is a wind out of the south at 4 miles per hour. This has been the Weather Report, brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors, folks that you can trust to protect your home from the elements.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Solana Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility, has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Solana for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SolanaHealthAndRehab.com.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for Levelized Billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized Billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized Billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about Levelized Billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Solana, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off, and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Solana's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Solana, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Clay County Farm Supply is not only your local one-stop shop for all things farm-related, but they also carry a full line of pro hardware brand products, building supplies, and much more. Owners Randy and Charlotte Copeland make sure their business is the community's leader in farm products and feed while offering a wide array of home improvement building supplies. Why go anywhere else? Stop in today or give them a call at 931-243-4169. Their entire staff wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season. Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related, plus so much more.
Besides offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years, Westmoreland Management and owner Bobby Westmoreland have been proud supporters of Clay County Athletics for decades. Not only have they offered area residents options when looking for a place to live with their Riverside and Cherry Tree apartment complexes, they've always shown their Bulldog pride. The owners and employees of Westmoreland Management are proud to sponsor Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldogs football this season. They encourage you to get behind the CCHS team and fill the stands at every game. Go Dogs!
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show. It's time now for the final word, brought to you by Westmoreland Management and owner Bobby Westmoreland. Coach?
Well, guys, I think there's three things tonight you have to look at. Thomas hit on a couple of them there in keys to the game. Physicality. I thought last week Monterey just hit us in the mouth, and we didn't respond very well to it. And I think tonight, we're subject to get another dose of that physical play. Now, how do we respond tonight? I think that's going to be pretty big. Predictability.
Yeah.
Monterey, and I keep bringing them up, but you know, they did a great job keying, spying on Jared Markham, not letting him get to the outside, forcing him back up in the middle where they could get hands on him and put him on the ground. And, I think, you hit on it earlier, Coach, maybe put in a few wrinkles. We were not so predictable. So I certainly hope that's the case. And finally, we're midway through the season. It's time for some guys to emerge as definite leaders and go-to guys outside of Jared Markham. Who can you go to in games like this when it's going to be tough and it's going to be physical? Who's the guy you can go to that's going to get you that 2 yards for a first down, or you can throw it to and he can get up in there and make a catch when he's defended well? So those are my final words. We'll see if it holds true.
All right. That's the final word, folks, brought to you by Westmoreland Management, proud supporters of CCHS Athletics, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years. And we're here at John Peoples Field tonight for the 9th meeting of the East Robertson Indians and the Clay County Bulldogs. And there is a huge crowd here on hand and Joe Neal East Stadium. It is homecoming here tonight for the Bulldogs, and the community has come out in support of them and all the students here at Clay County High School. Clay County can be the home team tonight. They're dressed in the gold jerseys. Reminds me of the old days. Nice to see those what's become a bit of a novelty jersey here of late. They'll have black helmets and black pants. The visiting East Robertson Indians are dressed all in white helmets, white jerseys with burgundy numerals, and they have on white pants. Clay County going to receive to start this contest, so we're going to go ahead and do the Subway starting lineups with offensive side. Offensive line left to right, Joseph Joe and Michael Herrera, Seth Ease, Wade Coons, and Zach Strong. Tight end, Hayden Cherry. Receivers, B.J. Emberton and Jacob Burnett. Fullback tonight will be Mason Sharp. Running backs, Jared Markham and White Burks. And the quarterback, Jake Ashlock. This has been the Subway starting lineups brought to you by your local Subway restaurant on the bypass in Salina. Inviting Bulldog fans to try one of their new signature wraps or stop in to pick up their favorite sandwich. Subway, fresh is what we do. We'll bring those defensive starters when the Dogs go on that side of the ball.
Well, I don't know if they're fired up like I am, but I'm anxious about this one, guys. I don't know if it's, you know, when Clay County gets beat like they did last week, I feel like I got beat too. So I'm ready to get back at it, and I hope this Bulldog team is too.
Here we are, sixth game of the season, Clay County 3-2, and this game is underway. East Robinson kicks it off from left to right from our vantage point, the Twin Lakes broadcast booth. It's fielded at the 12-yard line by B.J. Emberton. He cuts back to the hashes in the middle of the field where he'll be met and taken down. Clay County going to start their first offensive possession at their own 31-yard line. Pretty good starting spot here to begin this contest, and we're going to see if Coach Johnson throws a few wrinkles in right off the bat.
I think we'll see a little different alignment up front. Anyway, Daniel, I believe he's going to widen out the stances a little bit and try to create some space right off the snap.
East Robertson, very big up front. We have a roster with their sizes. We'll try to bring those to you. It appears that they're running a 5-2 defense. Clay County is in a shotgun set. Markham with the handoff goes down the right side. He gets up to the 35-yard line, picks up around 7 on the play, perhaps. We'll see where the spot's at. It'll be placed after the Markham run at the Bulldog 37-yard line. Pick up a 6 for Markham on the run. 2nd and 4, Clay County.
We're seeing it right out of the gate again. I've got a little space up front. Markham in that pistol. I like it, Daniel.
2 wide to the left. Burks the wing back to the right. Little shovel pass underneath to Mason Sharp, and he's going to have a first down. Folks, I wish you could have seen that play. Jack Ashlock got it. Opened up to his left to Markham. Flipped the football behind his back to Mason Sharp, who came in motion from the wing position right behind the center. Very creative play, and we definitely are seeing new wrinkles here tonight. Clay County, first down. It sits now at the Bulldog 46-yard line. Ashlock in the gun. Markham at his right hip. 2 wide right, wing back to the left. Hand off to Markham, left side, 50, 45, 40, out of bounds. Nice job by Jared Markham, and he picks up the first down. And, Thomas, I really like what we're seeing here.
I do, too. We're seeing some tempo, but I tell you what I liked about that play. Big Dalton Gold pulling around the outside, kicking that end out, giving Markham that lane, and letting him get in space, Daniel. It fires me up.
East Robertson has not seen this offense before out of the Bulldogs, nor have we. We're going to have Burks and Emberton split wide to the right. Mason Sharp and Cherry a wing to the left, and now they flip across the formation. Overload set to the right. Markham's going to run it around there. Student body right. He's at the 35, 30, 25. He'll be taken down around the 20-yard line. And a helmet comes off someone. Another first down for Clay County. They're getting ready to snap on the 5th play of this drive, and their last 3 plays have went for 10 or more.
Well, I think Coach Edwards hit it right off the bat in the final word. Unpredictability right here from Coach Jake Johnson. I like what I'm seeing, Daniel. Markham in the open field.
Markham's helmet, he was the player that lost the helmet. He'll come out for one play. Ball rest at East Robertson, 21-yard line. Clay County 1 yard away from the red zone. Ashlock going to go up under center. Kobe Bowles in at fullback. Going to be a handoff to him. Bowles will try left side. That's not Bowles. It's the junior Mason Sharp. He fights hard, gains 1 on the play, advances up to the red zone at the Indian 20. Scoreless game here early in the first quarter. Clay County driving from right to left. 10 minutes here on this opening clock. 6th play of this drive coming right now. 2nd and 9. 2 wideouts to the left. tight end and a wing back to the right. We see them flip the formation. We have four skill players to the left. Markham sits at Ashok's right hip. Hand off to Markham. He runs behind those four blockers. 20, 15, run out of bounds. Another nice play for Clay County. Markham's going to have a decent gain on it. Not a first down. Going to be third and short for the Dogs. Markham advances the ball up to the Indian 15-yard line for a gain of five, setting up third and four.
I think we'll see more of the same right here, Daniel, if we don't see another one of those trick plays maybe or something special off that action that we've been doing to this near sideline.
Ashlock in the shotgun. Cherry at the left to tight end. He blocks. Here we have Mason Sharp coming around. Same little shovel pass to him. That does count as passing yardage, Thomas, in case you're wondering. I figured you know that. But even if that ball only travels forward 2 to 3 feet, if it's caught by a running back in the backfield, it is a passing yardage counted for Ashlock. Clay County now first and goal. Just inside the Indian 10. We'll call it the Indian 9-yard line. 9 yards away from points. Emerton split wide to the left. Double wing set like we've seen a lot of the season. Markham gets it. Goes around right side. He's sniffing end zone. Finds it. Clay County up early in this. A touchdown, Jared Markham. Touchdown, Clay County. Touchdown, Bulldogs. And we have an early 6-0 lead over the visiting East Robertson Indians.
You know, we talked about it, guys. How would we respond? Well, I think we just answered that question right there. Great drive from Coach Johnson and these Clay County Bulldogs.
Best offensive drive I've seen in many years out of the Clay County Bulldogs. Just wonderfully put together by Coach Johnson as we see the Indians getting a surge up front and blocking that extra point. So Clay County leads 6-0. 9:06 remains here in the first quarter.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live. Working together, we can make it even better. If you want to be a part of this effort, the Clay County 3-Star Program is always looking for volunteers. If you have the desire and a few hours a month, please get involved with our community and the 3-Star Program. Come by or call the Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338. We'll find a way that you can contribute. We return here to John Tables Field for this homecoming contest. Clay County has an early lead, 6-0, after a beautiful 8-play scoring drive to open this contest. Now an onside kick attempt going to be recovered by Clay County, and I think we're going to have this ball. I don't know. Looked to me like we did, but I guess not. No, number 60 for the Indians on the recovery. That was Rodrigo Diaz. I got excited there. Apologize for that. Indians going to take over for their first offensive set of this game at their own 41-yard line. Coach Johnson trying to do to the Indians what was done to us last week at Monterey, an early onside kick. Jovan executed it very well. However, Clay County couldn't come up with Swift in the shotgun for the Indians. Trips to the left, a running back, that's Crouch to his right hip. Crouch gets it, comes down right side. He's going to be brought down after a pickup of around five to set up second and mid-range for the Indians.
As a freshman, Wade Coons coming all the way across the field to make that stop, Daniel. You know, we didn't call his name a whole lot last week. Monterey kind of searched him out and washed him down with that physical play to get to the edge on Clay County. Big play from Coons to get started right tonight.
That drive actually started on the Indian 46. Pick up a five there into Bulldog territory at the 49. They run a reverse early. It's going to be sniffed out, missed by Herrera in the backfield. Actually, that was Coons. And the wideout finally going to be brought down close to short first down yardage. Very hard by a host of Bulldogs. A little bit of trickery out of the Indians early in this contest. They did initially start to the right, and a wide receiver Number 13, Taylor Groves, the freshman, carried it around left side, picking up 3 yards to set up third and two for the Indians.
You know, Coach Johnson talked about staying at home. Well, guess who's the example to do that? That was Hayden Cherry, staying at home on that reverse, making that stop, Daniel.
Two wides and a tight end to the right for the Indians. Cameron Swift, the junior quarterback, in the shotgun. He awaits the snap. Crouch sets at his left hip. Faked Crouch, Swift up the middle. He has the first down, and he'll be taken down. The tackler for the Bulldogs on that play.
Cherry again.
Was Hayden Cherry. First down for the Indians, though, and Cameron Swift, out of that quarterback position, had about 200 last year on us over in East Robertson. Hopefully he cannot do that tonight. Ball rest at the Bulldog 38-yard line, and it's first and 10 for the Indians.
He had 10 carries for 175 yards last year at East Robertson is what we had. So.
Don't give him 25 extra there, Daniel.
Trips to the right here for the Indians. It's going to be a handoff to the receiver, and he rears back and throws it. Incomplete. Appeared to be face guarding there by Jacob Burnett, but excellent coverage is what it was because he didn't have contact, and it's an incomplete pass. No flag on the play. Great job by the sophomore in the backfield, defensive backfield.
Well, it turned out to be, Daniel. I mean, the receiver definitely had to step on him. Burnett, with his feet, made up the advantage there, got in the line of sight of that receiver, never turned to look the ball, or he could have had an interception on that play.
7 minutes here in the first quarter left to play. Clay County leads 6-9. Indians have the ball, second 10 at the Bulldog 38. Three wideouts to the right. Swift in the gun, gets the ball, looks to throw, has a receiver, incomplete. Number 9 for the Indians. That was actually not number 9. Swift's number 9. I don't know who the intended target was, a big tight end. Fortunately, he couldn't hang on. Third and 10 after two consecutive incomplete passes.
Guys, that's a little surprising to me that they would throw two this early. Last season, they were 0 for 8 in the air. Only had 8 pass attempts for the whole game. Two of them were interceptions.
You know, that night, they definitely established that run game early on us up there in Cross Plains. Tonight, they're trying to throw it around the yard a little.
Third and 10, Swift over the pass again. Trips to the right. He rolls that way, releases. Good pressure from freshman Wade Coons. Created a bad incomplete pass, so it's going to be fourth and 10 for the Indians. I'm not sure what they'll do. They do have the ball at the Bulldog 38. Likely they'll probably go for it. We saw them quick kick last year in Cross Plains. I don't know if they will attempt it here or not.
Well, you know what we're seeing here, guys? We're seeing that attitude. We wanted to see how this Bulldog team, not only offensively to score right out of the gate, but the defense is stepping up. The freshman and Dalton, freshman Coons and Dalton Go, both in the backfield, look like they're going to punt here, Daniel.
Indians do choose to punt, try to defend the Bulldogs' defense, unless it's a fake. Fourth and 10, long snaps away. Swift going to punt it. Fielded by Markham at the 8-yard line. He's going to be brought down at the Bulldog 5 after momentum carried him back. So well-executed fourth down punt by East Robertson is going to set Clay County up for their second drive very deep in their own territory. They're 6:35 to play here in the first quarter. And Clay County leads 6-0. The ball rests at the Bulldog 4-yard line. 96 yards away from points are Clay County. Emberton and Burke split wide to the left on first and 10. Ashok in the gun, Markham behind him. Actually, he moves up to his left hip, hand off to Markham. Flags are on the field. Could be illegal offensive formation. It was too soon to be a holding call. False start, Clay County. It's going to back them up 2 more yards to the Bulldog 2. It can only be half the distance, I think, since we were only 4 yards away from our own end zone.
A little bit of nerves there. And when you backed up deep, Daniel, it's hard not to be a little anxious, especially up there in the front line. And also, we're seeing all these new formations. So a lot of new stuff for these Bulldogs to handle here.
Penalty was declined. Markham officially has a carry of no yardage there, setting up second and 10. And our timeout going to be taken by the Bulldogs. Head coach Jake Johnson here. They're 6:28 to play in the first quarter. Clay County leads 6-9.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
We return here to John Tables Field halfway through this homecoming first quarter. Clay County leads 6-0. They've got it second and 10, though, at their own 4-yard line, Thomas.
Let's go back to that opening drive, Daniel. I mean, how exciting was that, guys, to see this Clay County offense march? What did you have the play count at, Daniel?
Eight plays.
Eight play drive. Started at the 31-yard line. Jared Markham had 54 yards and a 10-yard touchdown on that opening drive.
Second and 10 for Clay County here. We see a handoff to Markham again. He finds little to no room on that carry. It was Mason Sharp, not Markham. Mason Sharp picks up 3 to move it up to the Bulldogs 7, setting up 3rd and 7 for Clay County. Clay County wearing those gold jerseys tonight here at home.
Big third down deep in your own territory here, Daniel.
Emerton and Burnett split wide to the left. Markham and Ashlock's left tip. Flags are on the field. Potentially another false start against Clay County. Someone during this new offensive set is not staying still. Sometimes when you do things new and your cadence changes, those offensive linemen up front have a hard time adjusting. Could have been a back, I'm not sure.
Well, that's what I was talking about earlier. You know, we've seen a lot of motion, a lot of shifting here. Markham stepped up, and maybe one of the linemen caught him out of his peripheral vision and thought the play had started.
3rd and 12 after the penalty. Ashlock can't handle the snap. It goes to the ground. He picks it back up. Wisely throws it away. Clay County going to live to fight another day here and choose to punt on 4th down, I'm sure, as they're pinned up deep in their own territory. Jolin will end up punting this thing from the back of his own end zone. Clay County couldn't replicate that opening drive magic with this one. It's going to be a 3 and out and 2 penalties on this set of plays.
Well, you know, I think Coach Edwards knows this. When you go and installing new stuff, especially in 1 week, sometimes you do have that learning curve.
Intentional grounding has been called on Ashlock. It's going to be a safety awarded to East Robertson here. Ashlock was in the end zone when he threw this ball. They did call it intentional grounding. East Robertson going to get the free 2 points and the football here rather than a Clay County punt. Hadn't seen that one in a while.
Well, it's too bad we don't have a replay, Daniel, because I know we had a one receiver route to this outside
Burks was
here.
Over here, yeah.
He was. I mean, what's considered intentional grounding if you're throwing off your back leg?
I'm not sure, but that is certainly what's been done. No amount of arguing from Coach Johnson, I would say, will change this scenario. He seems to not be contesting the call, though. 5:38 here in the first quarter. Clay County with a 4-point lead, 6-2 after East Robertson forces Ashlock to throw it away out of his own end zone, and they are awarded a safety.
Listen, you can't hold that against Ashlock. I was just about to say what a good decision that was after the bad snap and picking the ball up. Again, I think you got Burks on this outside. Yeah, he may not have been on the sideline, but good decision by Jake Ashlock right there. Very unfortunate to get that call.
Jolin going to punt this one away for Clay County from the Bulldog 20. So we see penalty yardage assessed on this as well. Jolin's punt's a high one. It'll be fielded by number 4 for the Indians, and he's immediately taken down Jacob Burnett, the sophomore, who was just hustling down that field quicker than I've ever seen him go. The sophomore continues to impress here, and Coach Edwards is showing me live radar. We do have some severe storms off to the northwest of us. Hopefully they won't affect this contest. 5:32 here to play in the first quarter. Indians going to take over at their own 46-yard line, the same place that they began their last drive. Fairman Swift, the quarterback in the gun, brings the receiver in motion, jet sweep to the right. That's going to be Taylor Groves on the carry. Tackle made by Hayden Cherry along with Wyatt Burks. Nice defense from the Dogs here.
You know, we talked about the Clay County respondent, and I tell you, we had the pleasure of interviewing Hayden Cherry this week in the Inside the Locker Room segment. What a kid that is, and he talked about it. We weren't physical last week. We're going to get physical this week, and he's doing it so far. Already three stops tonight.
I agree. Pick up a three on the play. Pick up a two. Second and eight. Ball at Denyon 48. Swift in the gun. Three wide to the left, one to the right. It's Groves in motion again to the right. Fake jet sweep to him. Swift keeps it. Tackled by Zach Strong, but at the bottom of that pile, it looks to be freshman Wade Coons that was actually the initial Bulldog in on that hit. Credit him with a quarterback sack.
Well, we saw Cameron Swift last year get out of those type situations. This Dog defense is not only containing, but they're bringing pressure up the middle, too, to finish it off. Great job so far against the elusive Cameron Swift.
Loss of one for the Indians on that sack by Coons. Third and a long eight for the Indians. Swift in the gun, crouches his right hip. Three wide to the left, one to the right. Swift gets the snap, looks to throw, targets man, releases. It's caught by Taylor Groves. He'll be stopped short of the first down, though, by B.J. Amberton, along with other Bulldogs. Let's bring those defensive starters to you real quick tonight. Nose guard, Dalton Goad, tackles, Wade Coons and Zach Strong, ends, Joseph Jolin and Hayden Cherry, inside backers tonight, Jared Markham and Mason Sharp, corners, Jacob Burnett and Sage Tiernan, safeties, B.J. Emerton and Wyatt Burks. Fourth and short for the Indians, and Swift uses a hard count, calls Coons and another lineman off sides to get the free first down to East Robertson.
We talked about the energy of Coons. He just had a little too much right there, Daniel, trying to get that big midfield fourth down stop. Just a killer right there. First down for the Indians.
Fifth play of this Indian drive coming. 3:40 to play in the first quarter. Clay County leads 6-2. First and 10. East Robertson is in the Clay County territory now. The ball rests at the Bulldog 43. Massive shift of the offense, a tight end, and two wideouts come to the right side. I bet Swift's going to do a quarterback keeper around the right. He does not. It's a tailback run around right side, and a great job by number two, Wyatt Burks, from his safety position, flying up, tackling the carrier who was Jamal Payne at the line of scrimmage. He picks up one as he fell forward.
Well, it could have just as easily been a Cameron Swift run right there, Daniel. A little read option look from the Indians. Just went with the give right there. Burks shot out of a cannon from that safety position, making the stop.
Second 9 for the Indians. Swift looks to the sideline to his head coach, Chad Broderick. The Indians are 4-1 on this season, winners of their last four straight. A tight end and two wideouts to the right. Crouch at the right hip of Swift. Swift in the gun, gets the snap. He looks to pass.
All day, Daniel.
Has pressure, rolls out to the right, crosses the Bulldog 40, and he's drug out of bounds. However, holding going to be called against the Indian offensive line.
It was, and that was the senior Joseph Jolin standing strong there, holding his ground, a swift flush to this near sideline. And that tackle there wasn't letting him go, Daniel.
Indians are big up front. Colton Birdwell, a senior, 6'2", 312. Jim Bursick, a senior, 6'4", 351. C.J. Primer, a junior, 6'2", 208. Very big Indian offensive line there. That time they couldn't handle the swiftness of Clay County's defensive line, though, had to resort to holding and were caught for it. That backs them way up. Maybe a personal foul. This thing's happening deep. However, the hold did take place deep in the backfield.
It did. It did, Daniel. And I tell you, just pure will to get by these hogs up front. That's all you can say. East Robertson's always got the size, and they've brought it tonight. Our guys giving up a lot of pounds to them, but doing a good job so far.
Second and around 25 for the Indians. It's back in Indian territory at their own 40. Swift in the gun, crouch at his left hip. Double set. That's two wide outs to each side. Looks to be a swing pass out of the backfield. Swift turns and goes downfield, though, and wonderful coverage is going to be called pass interference. I didn't have a great view, but I do think That was, that Burgett?
That's Burgett, and that was textbook coverage. I don't really know what the refs are looking at there. Throw two flags at him.
I think he got pulled down by the defender.
That may be the offensive player.
Burgett and his return, you know, Coach Johnson talked about how he's his number one cover man, and he did it right there, stride for stride with the receiver. Looking at him, as soon as he saw the receiver look for the ball, he turned, almost had to pick on that one if it weren't for the offensive pass interference.
Offensive pass interference called against the Indians, and this thing is going to back them up a mile. It's going to be second and almost 40. We'll have to see where it stops. Bryson Burchett looked like his dad, Brian Burchett, on that pass coverage right in the hip pocket.
You can't play it any better than what Bryson Burchett did on that, basically just a simple go route down the far sideline. The receiver had to step. Burchett made up the ground. And like I say, textbook coverage from the sophomore.
Penalty now being assessed. Officials marching it back closer to the Indian end zone with every step. This thing's going to be spotted at the Indian 25-yard line. To get a first down, they would have to advance to the Bulldog 33. So that's 25 plus about 17 more. About 38 yards to go. Second and 38 for the Indians.
Afraid you're going to take your shoes off on that one, Daniel.
Well, it was hard, I must admit. Swift's going to be in the gun. Crouches right hip. Three wide to the left. One to the right. Second and 38. Clay County running their 50 defense. Swift looks to pass, throws deep downfield, intercepted. This could be a pick six. Burchett has it. He's still going. He's at the 20-yard line where he'll finally be taken down around the 18. Burchett should have had the pick to play before, but they held him. This time, he makes them pay.
Well, a little bit of zone coverage that time. Burchett got the drop on him, broke on that ball perfectly, a little underthrown by Cameron Swift. Burchett's making them pay tonight. Again, Coach Johnson talked about he's getting a little healthy, and I tell you what he was talking about. Bryson Burchett in the defensive backfield, Daniel.
He is huge. He had to miss two games due to concussion symptoms, and now we have the ball back thanks to Burchett's fine play. Ball rest at the Indian 19. Ashlock in the gun, hands up to Markham. He goes around left side. He's going to make the 15-yard line, actually the 16, where he'll be tackled inbounds. He was slung out of bounds, but the officials say that Ford Progress was stopped inbounds, I think.
Flag on the far side of the field there, Danny.
Clay County taking over here initially after the Burchett interception. What was on the Indian 19? They have another offensive penalty, and I like the new look we're seeing offensively. However, we've yet to work out all the kinks because we've had 3 to 4 offensive procedure penalties here early in this contest.
Like I say, tough to do to overhaul this whole offense, and that's what we're seeing tonight, Daniel. We've seen one wing tee snap, I think, tonight. This is a complete overhaul. You kind of understand why we might have a little trouble here in putting it in 4 days.
Ball at the Indian 24, first and 15. Ashlock under center, back to the double wing set. Bergson motion right to left, ball's on the ground. Seth Eads, the center, a very trustworthy player there. After being in the shotgun, Ashok going back up under center. Seemed to have some bad chemistry on that one. Second and 15, after that ball had to be fallen on by Ashok. A rush of none for the team. Ball still rests at Indian 24. Second and 15, under a minute to play here in the first quarter. Clay County leads 6-2. Ashlock back in the gun. Sharp, a wing back to the left, along with Cherry, the tight end. They flip to the right. We are overloaded to the right side. Ashlock looks to pass. Targets downfield. Nobody's there. Rolls back to his left. Gets back to the line of scrimmage. Crosses it. Gets back inside the red zone up to the Indian 19 on the scramble. So it's going to be 3rd and 10. Pick up a 5 on Ashlock on the scramble. We saw him last week at Monterey start to use his legs to get out of those pass situations when he couldn't find a receiver, and he does it again tonight.
just play action to mark them off that heavy set, overloaded set. Ashlock had Burke scraping across the middle there. Just couldn't quite see him from that vantage point. Scrambled, picked up a nice game.
Going to be the last play of the quarter. 2 seconds on the clock, and it snapped. It's a run to Markham around right side. He'll be tackled for no gain, possibly a loss. Loss of one for Markham. He's going to set Clay County up for the first play of the second corner on the Indian 20-yard line. They'll have it there, 4th and 11. Clay County leads 6-2 here at the end of first quarter at John Teeples Field on homecoming night. Stay with us for the second.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd's reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's BioPrint services. Visit appbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today. 4th and 11 here. Clay County has it. It's at the East Robertson 20. Ashlock with it in the gun. He looks to pass. Targets downfield. Ball's away to Burks. Incomplete. Burks was nudged before the ball arrived by Indian defender. Not enough contact to draw a flag, though, and Clay County's going to turn over on downs. A big opportunity missed by the Clay County offense right there. They took over after the Burchett interception at the Indian 19. Already in the red zone and end up going 4 and out and do not net any positive yardage. Technically, they lost 5 on a penalty. Ashlock picked it back up. But big missed opportunity for the Bulldogs.
I think it's just a product of this new offense. I mean, you take that and fair trade for a touchdown on the first drive, Daniel. We'll see them settle in, I think.
Indians take over at their own 20. Swift on the quarterback keeper, met hard by Dalton Gold. Give him a quarterback sack depending on the spot. Yes, loss of one for Swift on that carry. Gold's 11th sack on this season right there, ladies and gentlemen. Clay County leading here 6-2. 11:30 remains in the first half.
You know, I saw this week the Tennesseans' mid-state leaders, Ken, was leading the Nashville area.
Second 11 for the Indians. Swift, a quick screen pass out to the wide receiver to the right. He's going to get the first down and more. Very swift receiver, finally going to be knocked out of bounds. That's number 13, Taylor Groves. He's been a big part of this Indian offense. And the Indians pick up 16 yards on that second down pass play. Actually, 17 yards to give them a first down. Tackler was who, Thomas?
B.J. Emerton finally pushed him out of bounds. I tell you what, that was Burchett on the outside there. Done a good job, broke down. Pretty shifty receiver right there, Daniel.
Oh, yes, and he's a freshman. Very good-looking athlete. Swift by himself in the gun, double tight end set, one wide out to the left. The Indians looking to do a powerhouse run here. Swift tries it off the left side, has a block. He's going to be tackled by Gold. Dalton Gold coming all the way from the nose guard position. Out to the numbers, came from the middle of the field just as quickly as Cameron Swift was able to.
He did, and again, I keep talking about Burchett. He played great out there, was manned up with that wide receiver, held his ground, kind of made Swift juke to the right and left so Gold could catch up with him. So a good team effort on that one.
Pick up of one for Swift, second 9 for the Indians. Ball sets it there, 35-yard line. Swift in the gun. Another double tight end set with a fullback and a single wide out for the Indians. Powerhouse running set again. This time they choose to throw out of it, though. Swift throws it downfield. It is caught. A beautiful catch by the freshman, Taylor Groves. The coverage by Burchett was flawless. I really don't know how Groves caught that ball.
You can't do it any better than that. They look like, Eli to Odell Beckham or something right there on the sideline. Looked like he went up with one arm. Burchett right there timed the jump perfectly. It was just, 2 inches over his outstretched arm, Daniel. Great pitch and catch from Swift.
Indians have it now with the Bulldog 29 for 1st and 10. They stay with this same powerhouse offensive set, Swift in the gun. And we're going to give more free yardage to the Indians as, once again, Wade Coons is drawn off sides by Swift's cadence. 1st and 5 after this penalty is assessed. That moves the ball up to the Bulldog 24, and each drive has the momentum and good field position here. Swift in the gun, double tight set, maybe 3 tight ends on this actually. We have 3 backs off the line, the quarterback, a fullback, and a single wideout. All other 8 players up on the line of scrimmage, foot to foot for the Indians.
Like Birch is shading over the top of Burchett on the outside here.
Swift throws to the right, targeting Groves again. This time the pass is incomplete. Groves is almost as dangerous a threat as Collier was for Mount Juliet Christian a few weeks ago. Collier a senior, Groves a freshman.
Well, Groves is not near as polished as Collier was as far as route running, but he's got the pure athletic ability. But I tell you what, so does Bryson Burchett. This is going to be a matchup to watch all night long.
Swift in the gun, Groves the split out to the right. Swift is going to keep it off the left side.
That's
gets the 25, 20. 15, 10, ran out of bounds by Sharp. Mason Sharp on the tackle.
I can't help but go back to it. I don't like to say it much, Daniel, but you know what Hayden Cherry does. He had that end sealed off to the outside, getting horizontal, and he just got tackled right there on the corner to break that play right there.
First and goal for the Indians after Swift's big carry. The ball rests at the Bulldog 10. Swift in the shotgun. Same offensive set. They've used the whole drive. Snaps here, but it's going to be offensive false start against the Indians. First and goal from the 15.
Amazing what one big play will do for you. You know, if you'll remember when we were back here at midfield, we're having some success against this big front. But what this big front does, it gets our safeties walking up in the box. It singles outside coverage, and they're trying to take advantage of it here, Daniel.
10:05 remains here in the second quarter. Clay County leads 6-2. East Robertson driving from right to left from our vantage point. First and goal from the Bulldog 15 for the Indians.
On the outside, you see Burnett over the top of Burchett on Groves.
Swift heads around right side. Cherry's on him. Can he make the stop? He does. Great job by Hayden Cherry. Someone else was there helping out. I believe it may have been Emerson coming up, but credit Cherry with the outside containment again.
Same thing on that long run earlier, Daniel. He played it exactly the same way, except for when he turned to make the tackle, the offensive tackle grabbed him by the shoulder pads and held him. You can see when it's clean play, Hayden Cherry can win.
Lost a 4 on that tackle. Cherry credited with the quarterback sack of Swift. Second goal for the Indians all the way back now at the Bulldog 19-yard line. Swift goes up to his line, changes the play. He has 2 wideouts to the right, actually 3 to the right, 1 to the left. Crouch the running back at his left hip. Swift looks to pass. He has time. Ball's away and caught. Very little gain, though. It's either Burnett or Burchett flies up to make the stop. Could you discern which tackler?
That was Burchett. They just ran a little stop route underneath him. He timed it perfectly. Almost got there for the deflection, but made the stop. Held him to a short gain, Daniel. Big third down coming up here.
Third and goal from the Bulldog 19. East Robertson going to stay with Tripp's receivers to the right. Groves isolated to the left. He's defended by Burchett. Crouch the tailback at Swift's left hip. Whistle on the field. Timeout going to be taken by Clay County. 8:48 to play here in the second quarter. Clay County leads 6-2.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Clay County Farm Supply is not only your local one-stop shop for all things farm-related, but they also carry a full line of Pro Hardware brand products, building supplies, and much more. Owners Randy and Charlotte Copeland make sure their business is the community's leader in farm products and feed while offering a wide array of home improvement building supplies. Why go anywhere else? Stop in today or give them a call at 931-243-4169. Their entire staff wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season. Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related, plus so much more.
Third and goal for the Indians from the 19. Swift back in the gun, throws the ball. It's going to be incomplete. Fourth and goal now from the Bulldog 19 for the Indians. And Clay County has a good stand here. Maybe they can hold on fourth down. It'll be the 10th play of this Indian drive.
Swift had Groves on that slant right there. Just led him a little too much on it. Fortunately for Clay County, they run a two-receiver route out here and just kind of run an X across, which took Burchett to the outside, had B.J. Emerton underneath. Fortunate Swift missed that one.
Fourth and goal. Ball sits at the Bulldog 19. Swift in the gun. Two wideouts to either side.
Same play.
Swift looks to pass, goes to the corner of the end zone, defended by Burchett, and it's going to be incomplete. A great job. Thomas, we were talking in the commercial break as Clay County's going to take over here. I don't recall seeing a Bulldog secondary player as good as Bryson Burchett in many years.
Well, I tell you when it was, and I was pretty young when I watched it, but I'm sure it had to be his father, Brian, with the 20-something interceptions in his career. But I tell you what, Bryson Burchett, it's great to have him back on the field tonight. Huge play by him to end that drive. The rain's falling, Daniel.
The umbrellas have come out here at Joan L. Leach Stadium. Hopefully they won't block our view. Ashlock in the gun, first and 10. Clay County takes over at their own 19-yard line, 81 yards away from points. Markham carries around right side. He's in the 20, 25, 30, 35, 40. He could go 45, 50, 45, 40. 35-30, he's going to do it, folks. 15-10, full touchdown, Jared Markham. A huge 81-yard touchdown run as the skies open up and the rain begins to fall. Clay County goes up 12-2 over East Roberts off the legs of Jared Markham.
What a rain dance that was from Jared Markham right there. Just like you said, the water basically was flying off of him just like a car going down the road. What a run by Jared Markham. He did it all on it. Saw his speed, saw his moves. Touchdown, Clay County.
Extra point attempt by Jola, no good. We're just going to have to go ahead and stay with you here on this changeover. Coach, any scores to give us on a quick update?
Well, really the only thing I've got of interest, probably Monterey 13, Jackson County 0 in the second quarter. Update brought to you by Budget Pest Control. When bugs have nightmares, they think of Budget Pest Control.
I know I would if I was a bug and Budget was after me. Fans continue to cover up here in Joan L. Leach Stadium. Rain falling, not too heavy, but that's easy for us to say. We're here in the drive.
How electric is Jared Markham, guys? I have to go back to it, Coach. I know he plays for you on the basketball team, but what an athlete Jared Markham is.
Very strong, very good lateral movement. You know, he made a couple moves right there and made guys miss, and we thought the safety had him wrapped up around the 30-yard line, and he just shedded the safety like he didn't exist and sprinted onto the end zone.
Well, that puts him over 100, Daniel. It's hard not to be. He had 54 yards on that opening scoring drive, 81 yards on one play. Clay County up in this one, 12-2. Huge. That's all I can say.
As we went through the history prior to the game, no Bulldog back had ever had a longer run for touchdown. It didn't exist more than 70. That's where we keep them from. We've got one now. 81 yards. As we see a onside attempt by Jolin. It is covered by the Indians. They'll take over at the Bulldog 47-yard line. We mentioned in the history segment of that show that Jason Arhead Hamilton was the single game leader against the Indians back in his freshman year of 1986. Hopefully, we will see Markham eclipse his total of 198 yards against East Robertson tonight. He'll have to do a lot more to catch Jimmy Crankle's four touchdowns on the ground against East Robb, though.
He will. He's got two of them, though, Daniel. Two touchdowns, eight carries, 134 yards for Jared Markham so far tonight.
East Robb taking over. Three backs in the backfield, two along with Swift. Swift hands off to Crouch. Crouch gets back to the line of scrimmage, gets some positive yardage, and he'll be tackled by Joseph Jolin. Pickup of around five. Four Crouch on the carry. The Indians started this drive at the Bulldog 47. And now the ball rests at the Bulldog 42. Second and five for the Indians. 7:52 and ticking to play here in the second quarter. Clay County has a 10-point lead, 12-2. A safety was assessed in the first quarter against Ashlock, who intentionally grounded the football out of his own end zone. Swift in the gun. Groves in motion across the set. Fake to him. Swift keeps. He's dangerous on the ground. He gets the first down and a little more. He's still in bounds and going. He's at the 25. Gets close to the Bulldog 20, but he'll be taken down before he gets there. First down for the Indians off the feet of Cameron Swift.
You know, we're going to see a little bit different offense out of both teams here, but especially East Robertson that came out throwing the ball, Daniel. With this rain coming down, this is no sprinkle. It's coming down pretty good here on John Peoples Field. They're going to keep it on the ground. This is going to be a dogfight throughout.
You've got that right, Thomas. First and 10 for the Indians. The ball rests at the Bulldog 23. 7:10 and ticking on the clock. Swift in the gun. Two wide outs and a tight end to the left. Fake jet sweep to Grove. Swift keeps it. He'll be met hard by the Bulldogs. I'll try to keep my eyes on that man, Zach Strong. Credit him with the tackle. Perhaps a sack.
Strong just kind of came around the corner and made a huge stop there for Clay County. And it's coming down harder, Daniel.
It is absolutely pouring here at John Teeples Field. Second 10. Tackle of no gain made on Swift. Play seems to have stopped on the field for a moment, but now we're fixing to get back to it. 6:24 and ticking. Clay County leads 12-2. Penalty on the field, I believe a delay of game against East Robertson. Things have kind of went haywire here ever since the rain started.
It has, Daniel, and we talk about this huge crowd we have. You know, there's not a lot of them that's run off here. We see a lot of umbrellas here in Jonelle East Stadium. And I'll tell you something else we see. We talk about these cheerleaders a lot. They threw on their ponchos. They're still down there working hard.
Certainly they are, and I know you'll bring a full rundown of those names before the broadcast is over. Delay of game is assessed, or maybe something else against East Robertson. This thing's being stepped way
like
back.
An unsportsmanlike conduct, I believe, was the call right there. Not sure who it was on. I mean, it was on East Robertson, but I'm not sure what happened. But it was unsportsmanlike. It's a signal the official gave.
Ball rest at the Bulldog 32. Swift in the gun. No back set. Two wide left, three to the right. Screen pass thrown and caught by Drake Alsop. He picks up nice yardage for the Indians, but does not get back to the sticks. It was second and about 25.
Good tackle there by B.J. Emerton to maybe save a touchdown, Daniel. East Roberts kind of took advantage of our aggressiveness there. You saw Goad, you saw Strong, you saw Coons. They kind of let us have a free run at Swift, dumped it over the top on that middle screen. Good-looking play there from the Indians.
Third and 16 for East Robertson. Ball sits at the Bulldog 28. Swift in the gun. Two wideouts to either side. Crouch at his left hip. Swift gets the snap. He's looking to throw. Ball's away. He's going to the end zone with it in the rain for Groves. Groves can't hang on. Incomplete.
You know, we talked about Burchett all night long. Well, the weather just got to him there. He stumbled a bit on Grove's opening move, got behind. Fortunate that that one was overthrown to the pie line, or could have been a touchdown there.
It's like a fourth and 16.
Rain slacking up just a bit, but still coming down pretty good, Daniel.
This may settle in for a while. Pretty good sail that Coach was looking at on the Cumberland Exteriors weather radio on his phone there. Fourth and 16 for the Indians. Ball's at the Bulldog 28. Swift has it. He's looking to pass in this day. Lose. Ball's away. It's a nice-looking ball caught by Groves. Beautiful execution by the Indians here in the rain.
I have to say, Daniel, I may have miscounted Groves a little bit there. He put a jab step on Burchett on that one. A little skinny post, took it deep. Nice throw under these conditions and a great, maybe a better catch by Groves right there for the touchdown.
And I don't think the dry ball was on the field. Swift throwing that 28-yard touchdown pass here in this pouring rain. 5:09 remains in the second quarter. Currently the score is Clay County 12, Indians 8. But they have a two-point conversion coming. Two wideouts to either side. Swift in the gun, crouches left hip, balls away for Groves. Incomplete. Swift underthrew him a little bit. All right, folks, we've got a ball game here. Clay County 12, East Robinson Indians 8. 5:09 remaining in the first half.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC. Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Clay County gonna field the mid-range kick by the Indians, fielded by Burks, actually Burchett. Clay County's gonna take over here. Decent field position. They'll start at their own 27-yard line.
He didn't want to put it down, Daniel, in that puddle of water there.
5:05 here on this second quarter clock. Clay County leads 12-8. Dogs going to have their second full offensive possession of this second quarter. The first drive of the quarter saw Clay County running a fourth down play. This will be their second full set of downs in the quarter. Ashok in the gun, hands off to Markham, 30. Up to the 35, he fumbles the football. Picked up by Groves. Groves at the 35. He's headed to the 30. Getting closer to that Bulldog end zone before he's suplexed down by a Bulldog. We've just seen a Clay County turnover. And Thomas, that's not what we needed.
It wasn't, but I tell you what, Daniel, I'm not one to try to get on the officials here, but now, wish we had a replay. Looked like a knee down there to Markham before the ball came loose. Hard to say, but it's just the conditions here. Markham normally, I don't even know when he's ever laid it on the ground, but he did that time. Huge momentum swing for the Indians.
First lost fumble of the season for Markham. Cameron Swift and his Indian teammates back in possession of the football. Great field position. It sets at the Bulldog 23, where they'll have it first and 10. Two wideouts and a tight end to the left, one tight end to the right, a fullback and Swift in the backfield. Swift awaiting the snap. Here it is. He's going to keep it off the left side of his offense, get some positive yardage, but he's taken down after a pickup of two by Mason Sharp. Nice job by Sharp, who got the start tonight at inside linebacker. We had Copeland earlier in the year in there. He's out with an MCL tear. Tonight we saw Jared Markham and Mason Sharp, both physical players, move into the inside linebacker position.
and playing it well, Daniel. Again, helped out by Cherry right there. I just love to watch him slide the line of scrimmage to keep that play contained and make him cut it back up. Mason Sharp was there when he did.
Second eight from the Indians from the Bulldog 21. Swift in the gun. Going to quickly throw it out to Groves on the right side. Groves catches, but he slips down. No Bulldog gets tackle credit on the play. Groves went to the ground of his own accord, unintentionally due to the weather.
I'm impressed by Cameron Swift and Coach Broderick here that are taking the chance. I mean, that's the only way you can put it. And the chance paid off on the last drive with a touchdown, but going to the air. I know that was just a quick bubble screen to the outside, but you don't see many coaches call those type of plays in these conditions. Credit Coach Broderick for that.
Third and 14. Ball rested the Bulldog, 27. Trips wide receivers to the right, crouched Swift's right hip. Swift now looks to pass again, throws it deep downfield towards the end zone, incomplete. Good coverage there again. I believe that was
Burke. Safety. Flag on the play, Coach. You see what that was? Well after the play. Maybe Groves' mouth.
I believe that's going to be an unsportsmanlike on Groves. I think he was begging for a pass interference penalty.
Okay.
And the umpire or the side judge there got tired of hearing about it. Threw the yellow cloth.
The young man certainly a talented player, only being a freshman. However, you're going to have to learn that he can't win the battle verbally with an official during a contest. Unsportsmanlike is against East Robertson. This is going to back them way up. It's going to set them up for a fourth and around 20, I believe.
What about this Horizon Sports Network crew? I tell you, if you and I miss something, Coach has got it covered.
Well, I think probably if we would just be quiet more often, that he'd chime in with all kinds of good stuff.
Now, you guys do such a great job. I don't want to interrupt. I just, every now and then, I just feel like I have to if I've got some vital information.
We sure appreciate it. As play has really slowed down, like you said, Daniel, the referee walking this one off, I guess a 15-yarder on that one from the line of scrimmage?
Yep, certainly is. Going to be very precarious situation for the Indians on fourth down. 3:20 left in this second quarter. Clay County has a four-point lead, 12-8, against a strong East Robertson team coming in winners of four straight, 4-1 on the season after losing the opening game to White House.
Still slowed down here, as has the rain, Daniel. Just a slight miss now compared to that downpour we had just a few minutes ago, and John Teeples Field's holding up quite nicely.
Certainly is. Indians choosing to punt here on fourth and around 30 from the Bulldog 42. Swift does the kicking responsibilities. He's dangerous back there as a potential threat, as a fake. However, he punts this one away. Clay County does not attempt to return. They'll be content to take over pretty deep in their own territory.
I'll tell you right there, a huge stop for Clay County after that turnover, Daniel. Not necessarily the defense bowing up. We saw East Robertson do some good things there. They just kind of shot themselves in the foot on that one.
They certainly did. And Clay County going to have a chance here. 3:10 remaining in this half. They're driving from left to right. From our vantage point here in the Twin Lakes broadcast booth, they have it first and 10 from their own 16-yard line. Ashok and Company 84 yards away from points here. They go back to the double wing set, a little bit more sure-handed in these wet conditions. Ashok is under center. He gets the snap. Handoff to someone. I wish I could be more specific. I don't know if they dive fullback or Burks underneath.
Well, it was that counter play off the action from Markham coming around on the sweep. But I don't really know. I still don't know who it is that
coach,
had to carry.
It
was Burks, guys. I'm pretty sure it was Burks.
We'll take your word, Coach. Burks on the carry. Pick up a five for him to set up second and five. Ball advanced up to the Bulldog 21-yard line. 2:30 and ticking here in the first half. Back in the gun is Ashlock. Another false start as we see Bryson Burgett this time at wideout. Very seldom do you see a wide receiver have a false start penalty. What we did, we had two wide to the right and a tight end and wing back to the left. Pre-snap, we had a shift of tight end Cherry and wing back Sharp to the right, and that shift caused Burchett to jump. He's not waiting two games, though. This is a new offense, as you said, Thomas.
Yeah, it is. It's just some growing pains, I think. And like I said, Coach Johnson had, 4 days to install this new offense. I'm sure he might have been working on it all season long, but I think still we'll see him settle down as the rain is about quit, Daniel.
Same set. Here's the shift. Four skill players to the right now. Markham gets it. Student body right. He's at the 15, makes the 20, ran out of bounds by Groves. Clock stops as Markham goes out of bounds. He did gain yardage on the play. It was second 11 prior to the snap. He advances up to the Bulldog 22-yard line. Actually, we'll call it the 23 to set up third and four. So a pickup of 7 for Markham on that carry. Third play of this drive coming up for the Bulldogs. They have the 4-point lead, 12-8 over the visiting Indians. Minute 54 to play. Same set. Two wide to the right. And here come the wing and tight end shift. Ashcock hooking a pass this time. Throws it to Markham. Screen pass. Incomplete. Incomplete.
Conditions pretty rough to try that one. Just a little high from Ashcock. You know, we haven't seen him throw it in quite some time. Not much all night long, so not really in sync on that one. Just a little high for Markham. Dry conditions, you may have caught that ball. But I'll tell you what, Daniel, there was an Indian waiting for him.
Punt team on the field now for Clay County as they have it 4th and 4 from their own 23. Good decision by Coach Johnson here late in the second quarter to punt away. Jolin gets a nice one, high booming punt. Be taken by Swift, and immediately he's taken down by Burnett. Burnett was cleaned up by an Indian. No flags on it, though. Jacob Burnett continues his fine downfield coverage on punt. Another tackle for the sophomore. Eastrop going to take over at their own 46. Minute 39 here remaining in the first half. It's been a great half of action right now. No rain falls. We've probably picked up 2 to 3 tenths of an inch anyway in about 15 minutes here at John Peoples Field. And conditions are a little bit sloppy.
They are, and you can see that in the drive summary. We've got a Markham fumble and then back-to-back punts from both teams here as the conditions kind of take over.
Swift in the gun, jet sweep to Groves around right side. He gets the edge, nears midfield, but he'll be taken out of bounds. I believe the Bulldog on the tackle was Emberton. Yes, the senior safety coming up and doing a nice job. Groves picks up around 3 on it. And with 1:28 here on the clock, a timeout is taken by East Robertson. Coach, let's go ahead and play one out here. Clay County leads 12-8, almost at halftime.
Solana Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility, has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Solana for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SolanaHealthAndRehab.com.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
We've returned here mid-play. Cameron Swift scrambles to his left where he'll pick up around 3 yards before he's driven out of bounds. My number 66, Zach Strong, hustling out to contain the speedy quarterback.
You know, we've seen that from especially these seniors tonight. Zach Strong, we've called Joseph Jolin's name. We've called Hayden Cherry all night long. But even the freshman inside, this front 7 is back. Daniel, tonight.
Yeah.
They're playing like they had in the past, and I'm proud to see it.
Against an offensive line that was bigger than what they saw on the mound at Monterey last week.
That's right.
3rd and 3 for the Indians. Swift in the gun. No back set. 3 wide right, 2 wide left. Screen pass out to the right. Incomplete. He was targeting his tailback crouch. He was running a little swing pass in motion. Threw it out in front of him too much. Fourth and four for the Indians. Be interesting to see what they do here. A minute 11 left in the second quarter. Clay County has a 4-point lead, 12-8, and it looks like East Robertson going to kick and pin them deep. Once again, Swift is the punter, though, so he, you know he can throw, you know he can run. He gets a deep, deep stance here, about 15 yards behind his own snapper, so if they did try a fake, he's going to have to pick up essentially 19 to get the actual four he needs. And the ball snapped over his head. He's going to be able to get to it, picks it up, runs to the right, tackled by Burchett. Yes, Bryson Burchett on the tackle. Clay County with a huge break. They get a chance here with a minute one left in the first half. They're going to take over already at the edge of the red zone, possibly in it.
Huge play. We've talked about Burchett all night long. Swift had all kinds of running room after that bad snap. Burchett broke it down in these conditions, made the sure tackle. Good play by Burchett and huge, huge momentum for Clay County to hopefully tack one on with a minute to go in this half.
Indian 19 is the spot. Two wideouts to the right, tight end and wing to the left. They shift. We have an overload to the right. Markham runs behind the overload. He's met the backfield, evades that tackler, though, but he'll be taken down by a second. Loss of one on the carry for Markham. Second 11.
First time all night we've seen penetration from that Indian front in the middle, Daniel. Missed him the first time, made the little juke, conditions got him and caught up with him, dropped him for a loss, I think.
Clock runs down to 35 seconds. Ashlock in the gun. Burnett split out to the right. Another offensive penalty as Jacob Burnett goes into motion when Cherry and Sharp shifted from left to right. 28.9 seconds on the clock after the penalty. Emberton replaces Burnett. Clock starts here. 25 seconds and ticking. Ashlock in the gun. Burks and Emberton split to the right. Sharp and Cherry join them on the shift. Ashlock hooking the pass, rolls to the right, releases the ball. It looks good. However, it's incomplete. He was targeting Burks, who ran a wheel route, actually that Sharp. Sharp ran a wheel route out of the backfield from his wing position, incomplete though.
Just, Ashlock could kind of need to look over the middle on that. Had three coverage guys out here on the outside. Didn't run them off good, I think. BJ didn't take them to the post hard enough. Two dropped off, threw into double coverage. Fortunate that one wasn't picked off in the end zone.
14.3 seconds here. Third and 15, third and 14 range for Clay County. Ashlock in the gun, snaps low. He picks it up, looks to pass, cannot. Rolls to the left, looks to pass again, still can't. He's still scrambling. Picks up about 3 yards. Well, he'll be taken down, and this first half is going to run out. No, Coach Johnson burns his last time out. I was wondering if he's going to pull it out of his pocket. 1.4 seconds remain here with the clock stop. Clay County has it for fourth. And around 12, probably, after Ashok picked up what we'll say is 3 on his scramble, the ball does rest at the Indian 23, so very close range here. Easily, Ashok can get it into the end zone for this final play of the first half. The only thing to worry about would be an interception return for a touchdown, Coach Edwards. That would be the only negative that could take place here for Clay County.
I've got one play right here. I'm sorry, Coach. I jumped right in on you. Go ahead.
Well, you would think they're going to throw it to the end zone. You know, it's going to have to be a 108 or 109-yard interception return.
Can you bring one out of the end zone in high school?
Well, I don't know.
We saw Clark Donaldson do it last year at East Robertson, I think. And I said, this isn't allowed. And guess what? They did allow it. So
we still don't know is what you're saying.
A record around this place for usually being wrong on my predictions. And here we go. Ashlock under center. Ball snapped. It's going to be a Markham run. He's at the 25, gains the 20, 15. Could he do it? 10. He's at the 5 now where he's taken down. Nice pickup for Markham. We'll say a pickup of 18 to close out this first half of play. Clay County leads by 4, 12-8 here at homecoming night at John Tibbles Field over the visiting East Robertson Indians. We're going to play a few ads, put together our stats, come back and do the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Coming up, the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog football action from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chapin for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Stay tuned for opponent stats from the first two quarters by producer Rob Edwards, Bulldog midway totals from analyst Thomas Weaver, a scoring summary from play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show. All coming up after word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network. Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live. Working together, we can make it even better. If you want to be a part of this effort, the Clay County 3-Star Program is always looking for volunteers. If you have the desire and a few hours a month, please get involved with our community and the 3-Star Program. Come by or call the Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338. We'll find a way that you can contribute.
Besides offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years, Westmoreland Management and owner Bobby Westmoreland have been proud supporters of Clay County Athletics for decades. Not only have they offered area residents options when looking for a place to live with their Riverside and Cherry Tree apartment complexes, they've always shown their Bulldog pride. The owners and employees of Westmoreland Management are proud to sponsor Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldog football this season. They encourage you to get behind the CCHS team and fill the stands at every game. Go Dogs!
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place. Tri-County Electric can help make gift-giving easier for any occasion. We carry Panamax surge protection along with NOAA public alert radios with SAME technology. If you don't want to pay cash, we'll be happy to let you pay over 3 months with 0% interest. Tri-County Electric also offers gift certificates that may be purchased in any amount. Gift certificates are always appreciated, and they can be used on any of our products, including the electric bill. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Clay County Farm Supply is not only your local one-stop shop for all things farm-related, but they also carry a full line of Pro Hardware brand products, building supplies, and much more. Owners Randy and Charlotte Copeland make sure their business is the community's leader in farm products and feed while offering a wide array of home improvement building supplies. Why go anywhere else? Stop in today or give them a call at 931-243-4169. Their entire staff wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season. Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related, plus so much more.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd's reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's BioPrint services. Visit appbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home. Proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stock Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stock Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility, has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Salina for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activity Director Corey Barlow reminding you, it is our goal for you and your loved ones to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
We return here to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, where Clay County leads 12-8 here at homecoming over the visiting East Robertson Indians.
The story in this one, Daniel, so far has been the reemergence of this Bulldog team. I really like the effort, but I tell you what, it's been about Jared Markham and Mother Nature so far tonight.
It has, and that Bulldog defense. Let's not forget them.
That's right. Just going down the quick summary, Clay County right out of the gate put together, I think you said it was an 8-play drive that started on their own 31-yard line. Jared Markham had over 50 yards and capped it with a 10-yard touchdown. Clay County right out of the gate, 6-0 early. I thought that was huge, Coach.
It was. I think, you know, go back to what we talked about before the game, the predictability factor. And I think East Robertson hadn't seen any of those formations, any of those Jared Markham going both directions on film.
That's right. And when he's back there by himself, he's definitely deadly. He had a 16-yard run and a 17-yard run on that drive. Just huge start for Clay County. And then we forced a punt on East Robertson on their next drive. And then that's when the unexpected, as you say, happened. Intentional grounding call on Jake Ashlock gave the Indians their first score. It was 6-2 with 5:38 to play after that safety. Just one of those plays you don't see much, Coach. And then after that,
Coach has trouble hearing sometimes over here, folks. He's trying to hook scores up. Thomas has to go to him.
I certainly appreciate you trying to bring me in, Thomas, but I'm going to have to do a better job of making eye contact with you as you're speaking.
No problem.
I'll take the blame for that one.
We'll jump on through the summary here. Next scoring play was a great one. Just as the rain started to fall, Daniel, had to be one of your best play-by-play calls of all time. Jared Markham took it 81 yards to the house. Clay County went up 12-2. just a huge play with Jared Barker.
It was, and he's the only guy on the team we've got, not putting others down, maybe with the exception of B.J. Emerton. He's the only guy that has the ability to do what he did on that play.
And then Cameron Swift answered in the driving rain, a 28-yard touchdown pass to an impressive receiver he's got in Groves to give us our halftime score of 12-8. Coach, talk about East Robertson and their stats at the half. Got to be the Swift-Groves show right now for them.
Well, that's pretty much what it is, Thomas. It's just Cameron Swift is 6 of 15 in the air for 89 yards, a touchdown, and one interception, I think, by Bryson Burchett there. You know, and that's strange for me to say that after last season, watching them 0 for 8 in the air for the entire game, and now they've had 15 attempts in the first half. But
I think the difference is growth.
I think so, too.
We saw last year, Swift had the arm. He put the ball in place. Groves is a freshman. He went on this squad last year.
That's right. Also led, Cameron Swift leads in rushing, 10 rushes for 43 yards. Krauts, a fullback, 2 rushes for 9 yards. Payne, 1 carry, 2 yards. And Groves, 3 carries for 7 yards. 16 carries, 61 yards at the half. Groves is the leading receiver, 6 catches, 89 yards, and a touchdown.
Pretty good production by the Indians, but even better for Clay County, led by Jared Markham. He's got 11 carries for 158 yards and 2 touchdowns at the half. Not much rushing to speak of from the rest of the guys for a total of 174 yards rushing for Clay County. Passing, really no completions downfield for Jake Ashlock. He shows 2 for 6, which are those 2 shovel passes to Mason Sharp early on that first drive for 11 yards. So a total of 185 yards on 22 carries, 22 plays for Clay County in this first half. And they lead 12-8 as the rain has stopped here at John Peebles Field at halftime. Stay with us, folks, for more of the Papa Grove Body Shop Halftime Show.
You're listening to the Papa Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog football action from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chaffin for over 2 decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Still to come, a budget pest control scoreboard update from producer Rob Edwards, and final thoughts from analyst Thomas Weaver and play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong as we wrap up the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show and get ready for the second half kickoff of Bulldog football. All coming up after these words from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Clay County Farm Supply is not only your local one-stop shop for all things farm-related, but they also carry a full line of Pro Hardware brand products, building supplies, and much more. Owners Randy and Charlotte Copeland make sure their business is the community's leader in farm products and feed while offering a wide array of home improvement building supplies. Why go anywhere else? Stop in today or give them a call at 931-243-4169. Their entire staff wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season. Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related, plus so much more.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
account.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off, and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility, has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Salina for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you, it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Besides offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years, Westmoreland Management and owner Bobby Westmoreland have been proud supporters of Clay County Athletics for decades. Not only have they offered area residents options when looking for a place to live with their Riverside and Cherry Tree apartment complexes, they've always shown their Bulldog pride. The owners and employees of Westmoreland Management are proud to sponsor Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldogs football this season. They encourage you to get behind the CCHS team and fill the stands at every game. Go Dogs!
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Tri-County Electric.
We're back here on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, and it's time for a budget pest control scoreboard update.
Daniel, a few scores trickling in here. A halftime scores, Smith County 0, Livingston Academy 0. Upperman 35, Cumberland County 0 at the half. Trousdale 14, Macon 0 at the half.
Good game.
Monterey 16, Jackson County 0, also at the half. Scoreboard brought to you, as always, by Budget Pest Control. Buenas noches, Roaches.
Hopefully the Bulldogs will continue to have a good night here. At John Peoples Field, we see them leading at halftime 12-8. East Robertson will be receiving the ball to start this third quarter of play. Thomas, this is usually the point in time in the broadcast where we make sure to fit in those cheerleaders. Let's go right to you with them.
Well, we talked about them standing out in the rain. You know, everybody else kind of took cover, Daniel, but they stood right out there in it, and they're led by seniors Elizabeth Spivey and Antrice Jones, Carly Craig and Katie Thomason, juniors Leanne Smith and Abigail Collins and Taylor Smith, sophomores Maggie Weir and Austin Weir, freshmen Anna Ray Collins, Tamara Smith, Zoe Siever, and Haley Kirk, and longtime coaches Stephen and Lana Chitwood.
You know, Stephen Chitwood was one of the members of that 1968 Bulldog football team that we announced in our Carquest pregame show as the number five best all-time Bulldog football squad. If you missed that pregame show and want to hear that portion of the history, go back to our archives link there at DaleHallHorizon.com/listen. And as soon as this thing goes final, you'll be able to go about 5 minutes later and do that if you so choose. Any halftime adjustments that were necessary for Clay County, Thomas?
Well, I think we've got to mix it up a little bit. I mean, it's been all about Jared Markham tonight, and I love to see that. Don't get me wrong. But Jake Ashlock, basically, the only two passes he's completed are those two shovel passes on that first drive. Of course, the weather's been a factor in that, I'm sure. But I think a downfield shot to B.J. Emerson down the sideline, maybe a bubble screen to the outside even, maybe a page out of Coach Broderick's book from the Indians, get that ball on the edge to some of this speed we've got. And that would help Jared Markham going into this half, because you know the Indians are going to key on him from here on out and try to shut down that new offense we've seen from Coach Jake Johnson. I was really impressed by that, even though we had some trouble with it, you know, with penalties and such in this first half. But I like what he's doing with it.
Joe, and prepared to kick off here for the start of this second half. Clay County does have that 12-8 lead. Joe will be kicking off from left to right from our vantage point. He's got it set up for a squid kick attempt. Here it is, a nice onside kick. It is cleanly fielded by the Indians, Dylan Stroud, though. East Robertson going to take over. A touchdown would give them a lead here in this contest. That big, massive offensive line they have, we talked about several players, two of them over 300 pounds, and Coach Edwards, they're fairly athletic for that size. They can move. They just don't take up space.
They do move pretty well, Dan. They've done a nice job so far tonight. The Bulldogs have not been in the backfield that often.
Here we go. First and 10 Indians. First play of this third quarter fixed to take place. Cameron Swift in the shotgun. A tight end and two wideouts to the right. Crouch the tailback at his right hip. Swift on the quarterback keeper around right side. He'll bulldoze his way through the Clay County defense, but only for a pickup of 2 yards. Actually, one.
That's the senior Zach Strong. That's his fourth tackle on the night. I mentioned it earlier in the first half, really seen these seniors step up on that defense. They didn't like that whooping they took up at Monterey, and they're responding to it.
Play actually started at the Indian 44. Pickup of two is the ball's now at Indian 46. Swift again, quarterback keeper, this time to the left side. He crosses midfield to 45. Nears the 40 before he's met by Mason Sharp, Bryson Burchick, and others for Clay County. Jared Markham also involved. First down for the Indians off the feet of Cameron Swift. We talked about last year how he had 175 yards rushing. I think 11 carries, Coach mentioned earlier. Tonight, Clay County has contained him. He's got more yardage through the air between him and his freshman receiver, Taylor Groves. First and 10 for the Indians during Bulldog territory at the 42. Third play of the drive coming. 10:50 to play in the third. Swift with the quarterback keeper again. He's through the line. He's at the 35 all the way up to the 30 where he's going to have a first down. He breaks the plane of the 30 and moves forward to the 29. Bulldog tackler on the play was B.J. Emberton, if I'm not mistaken. That would have been about where B.J. was lined up at his safety position.
Well, I think it was Tiernan in here that came up and made that stop. Maybe his first action of the game, or at least we hadn't called his name yet.
First and 10 Indians. Swift again in the gun. Ball at the Bulldog 29. Whistles blow. Play is stopped here. Timeout taken by Clay County. Coach Johnson wants to talk to his defense as they take timeout. We'll take timeout here on the Horizon Sports Network.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly. Gaming gets real and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available.
We're back here. We just see Cameron Swift trying to target that freshman receiver of his, and it's going to be incomplete, however.
Second and 10 now. We talked about Burchett all night long. That was great coverage right there by Jacob Burnett. Staying right with it. Was that Groves on the outside?
I said it was, but it wasn't.
Okay.
You exposed me.
I apologize for that. But
his number 17, also.
Great coverage by Jacob Burnett over there. I think we're seeing Burchett follow Groves wherever he's going tonight.
Those two corners are something to get excited about in Burnett and Burchett. Indians have it. Bulldog 29, second 10. Swift in the gun. Quarterback keeper left side. Goad can't get to him. Swift's going to be run out of bounds. We'll credit number 2, White Burks, with that tackle as he pushed Swift out of bounds. Short pickup on second 10. Third and relatively long. 7. for the Indians. They are deep in Bulldog territory, though, as the ball now rests around the Bulldog 27-yard line. Swift in the gun. Heavy set. Two tight ends. Two wideouts to the left. Swift keeps it. Quarterback keeper right side. He gets close to first down yardage, but will be stopped short to set up what could be a huge fourth down stop for Clay County here.
That was Jared Markham. You talked about him starting at the linebacker position. He filled that hole, got enough of Swift to bring him down, Daniel.
Fourth and a short four for the Indians. The ball sets at the Bulldog 24. 9:45 and ticking here in the third quarter. Clay County leads 12-8. A tight end and two wideouts to the left. Tight end and fullback over to the right side. Swift in the gun. Brings Groves in motion. Checks the sideline. Coach Broderick doesn't like that set. Sends Groves back across, and the Indians are close to a delay of game here. The count is now started about 3 seconds until the whistle will blow. 2-1. There it is. Delay of game against the Indians. That takes that fourth and four. It was pretty manageable. Priest Robertson back to a fourth and nine. Actually, a timeout taken by Coach Broderick before the delay of game could be assessed. Good move by him. Any reason to stay on, guys? Let's go ahead and play an ad here.
All areas.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd's reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's BioPrint services. Visit appbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today. We're back here in the third quarter, 9:16 on the clock. East Robertson has it fourth and four. There was no delay of game, as I said before the break. It was an Indian timeout. Trips receivers to the right, one wide out to the left. Crouch sits at the left hip of Swift, who's in the gun. There's the snap. Swift looking to pass. Steps up in the pocket, going to run. He's going to get this first down and more. He's at the 15-10, 5-yard line where he's taken out of bounds by Goad. Dalton Goad doing a nice job of hustling down there and saving the touchdown, but East Rob going to have it first and goal from around the Bulldog 5.
Not a whole lot you can do on that one, Daniel. I mean, Coach Broderick spread us out with that bunch formation to the far sideline, singled up. So his man coverage ran everybody off. Nobody left but Gold to track that one down from behind.
Still a good crowd here on attendance at John Temple's Field. It is homecoming here at Clay County High School. The rain has not turned the faithful away. First and goal. Indians at the Bulldog 5. Swift in the gun. He sits by himself back there. Quarterback keeper, left side. He's at the 5. Now up to the 3, the 2. He's met by a host of dogs. He'll be taken down at the Bulldog. We'll call it the 1-yard line. Second goal. Got 3 plays from only 36 inches out.
Good answer here so far to the way the dogs are played in this, here in the second half by the Indians. Cameron Swift show at this point, and he takes it in from the sneak.
No signal yet. I think he's short. Good defense by Clay County. I see Jared Markham coming out of the pile from his inside linebacker position. Third and goal. Inches to go for East Robertson.
That carry there put Cameron Swift at 100 yards for the night.
100 yards. He gets 101 as he scores the touchdown. On third and goal, now he barely got there. It was good defense by Clay County, but he only needed inches. He extended the football, and East Robertson takes a lead here, 14-12, with 8:06 remaining in the third quarter. That was a 10-play scoring drive. Every play a run, and if I'm not mistaken, every play ran by Cameron Swift.
It was, and Coach Broderick taking a page out of Coach Hughes' playbook from last week, Daniel, just power run game, and they're going for two. Expect Swift again.
Two-point attempt, three wide to the left, one to the right. Swift throws to Groves, incomplete, Nice coverage again by Burchett, who has really slowed down Groves after a few of those big catches early. East Robertson has a two-point lead, 14-12. That safety that was assessed back in the first half, coming back right now currently to haunt the Dogs. We'll see if they can retake the lead as we come back from this break.
Solana Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility, has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Solana for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SolanaHealthAndRehab.com.
We return here, 8:06 in the third. East Robertson off of the swift 1-point touchdown run. That's a 2-point lead, 14-12. They'll be kicking off here to Clay County. Deep to receive are Mason Sharp and B.J. Emerton.
Coach, I think you said that was all Cameron Swift on that touchdown drive. How many yards do you have?
I had him 9 yards for 58, 9 carries for 58 yards.
Kick taken by Burks. He gets a few on the return before he's met by the Indians. He comes out of there, but then goes back down. He advanced up for about an 8-yard return from the Bulldog 30 up to the Bulldog 37 or 38-yard line, where Clay County will take over for their first possession of this second half. They trail by 2, looking for points. Bulldog 38 is the spot. Ashlock and Company in huddle. Zach Strong and Joseph Jellin, those senior tackles, doing a good job tonight in the first half, giving Jared Markham room to run. We'll see if it continues. 2 wide to the right, a tight end and a wing to the left. Ashlock in the gun. Ball snap. Ashlock drops it. He picks it up quickly. Throws a pass. Intercepted by Groves. He may return this one. Fortunately, he does not. He was streaking down the visiting sideline here at John Peoples Field, but he was tackled by, I believe, I don't even know who the tackler was, but a flag is down, and East Robertson's going to have the ball, likely an unsportsmanlike against someone, as this flag was thrown after the whistle blowed. Interception for Ashlock, his first on the night.
Really a bad snap there. I wonder if, the wet ball, it was a little low. Ashlock had a chance at it, but by the time he bent over, picked it up, he had pressure in his face. Apparently going to be a pass play there, Daniel. Just kind of threw it off his back leg, trying to give Burks a chance on that post route over the middle. Just two defenders there, and we all know the athleticism of Groves. And, again, he showed it there by picking that pass and had a pretty good return until the penalty here.
Personal foul against East Robertson. 2 personal fouls credited to the same player. No, it's not a personal foul. Blocking below the waist was the call. Still a huge penalty. Unfortunately, East Robertson has possession of the football at the Bulldog 41. Short yard for the short field for them as they take over on 1st and 10.
You know what we're going to see here. A heavy dose of Cameron Swift. The Dogs know it's coming. They just got to stop it.
Swift in the gun. 2 wide to the left. He goes out behind those wide receivers. He gets yardage. His flags go down on the field. And I've got a feeling this one may be coming back.
It is. That's Dalton Goad penetrating right there. They finally threw the holding flag. He's been doing that all night long. We know you can't stop his penetration. He was trying to get this Dog defense fired up. They held him, brought him to the ground. But you know what? He still got up and went and made the tackle on that play.
Go to one-of-a-kind player. Holding penalty going to be accepted. It took place a little bit behind the line of scrimmage, as it looks like 1st and around 22 for the Indians. The ball's all the way back now in their own territory. At the Indian 49.
That's almost better than a sack right there, Daniel.
2 wide to the left. 2 wide to the right. Crouch sits at Swift's left hip. Swift is in the gun. Toss with a snap. He's looking to pass. Pump fakes. Throws deep. Could be intercepted, but it's not. It's caught by Groves. Groves and Swift continue this fine display of aerial assault here at John Peoples Field.
Got Burchett on that one right there, Daniel. I think Burchett was kind of looking in the backfield on that one, didn't hardly time it right. Not a bad throw right at the sideline. Groves went up and got it, got his foot in. Can't hardly defend one like that.
Groves at 6'3", has a pretty good frame to throw at for Swift.
Groves, 7 catches, 114 yards.
Got B.J. Emerton over the top of him on this near sideline here, Daniel.
First and 10, ball snaps at the Bulldog 22. It's a handoff to Crouch. He's going to have his best run of the night as he advances down to the Bulldog 14-yard line to set up second short for the Indians, who are looking good here on this drive. That was only the second offensive play of the drive. The initial one was caught back for a holding penalty, then the big pass, then Crouch's run. Pick up a 7 for him, second and 3 for the Indians. The ball is at the Bulldog 14.
A little playoff of that Swift run. You know, he just slipped it to the fullback, and he got out for a nice game. They're going to do it again here, Daniel.
Crouch gets another carry, and this time he goes right through the teeth of the Bulldog defense, somehow untouched. And East Robertson, with this momentum, goes up. Another touchdown on Clay County. They had a 14-12 lead prior to that score. Now it's a 20-12 lead. Still a one-possession game here if Clay County can stop the two-point conversion. A tight end and two wideouts to the left. A tight end to the right. Crouch at Swift's left hip. Here's the snap. Hand off to Crouch. Same play. He gets in. The Indians found something they like, and they go to it twice here with Crouch. And they go up on Clay County. 22-12, a 10-point lead. Clay County now two possessions down in this ball game, and they need to answer what the Indians have done. 6:32 remains in the third.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
We return here after that two-point conversion. East Robertson does go up 22-12. And a penalty, I think, was assessed against the Bulldogs, you said, Coach, on that two-point attempt?
I think it's going to be a unnecessary roughness penalty on number 24, Jared Markham. A little extracurricular on the tackle there in the end zone.
We do see the ball now being moved across midfield for this Indian kickoff. We're going to take it up to the Bulldog 45. And if they so choose, probably could kick it into the end zone from this point and make Clay County start at their own 20 for this draft.
Can't blame Markham for being a little frustrated as the Indians have come out here, Daniel, and kind of pulled a Monterey on Clay County and smacked them in the mouth to start this second half. Hopefully they'll take the frustration out on this offensive draft.
Yeah, sorry, Tom. It didn't really look malicious to me. It just looked like, you know, he was just playing football and, you know, it looked worse than what it was, really.
Markham certainly not known to be a dirty player. No. Onside's attempt by the Indians is safely recovered by the Bulldogs. Rather than kicking deep, they tried a little rush kick attempt, and it did not work out for them, fortunately.
You hear this crowd here in John L. Edge Stadium trying to get behind these Bulldogs, get a little life behind them, breathe some life into them here, Daniel. Need an answer on this drive. And I think you start like we started this game, get Jared Markham a few touches early, and then maybe hit something over the top. But we've got to establish that run game again.
The Bulldog 27 is the starting point. 73 yards away. It is a handoff to Markham. He comes around right side, gets to the 35, still on his feet, to the 35 now. Stuck hard, but only after a good game. Markham continues his fine campaign. It started at the Bulldog 27. He advances up to the Bulldog 31. A nice pickup for Markham. I guess we'll call that a No, the 36. He advances to the Bulldog 36. Pick up a 9 for Markham. Second one, Clay County. Ashok under center, double wing set. Markham in motion, left right, hand off to him. He comes around the right side. 40, 45, he falls down. He was tripped up by an Indian linebacker, and Jared appears to be hobbled up on this play. He calls for a substitute to come onto the field. We know Jared had an ankle injury early in the year that plagued him for several weeks. Hopefully, he has not re-aggravated that same injury.
I think that's what it is, Daniel. You know, he's such a hard runner, he doesn't go down, and sometimes that's what happens to you, as that defender held on for dear life on his bad leg.
Ashlock under center, hands off back underneath to Burks. Burks running laterally, cannot get the edge on the Indian defense, and he'll be tackled possibly for a loss on the play. The play originated at the Bulldog 46-yard line, and we'll have to check the new spot after Burks ran to the left and never could get turned north and south. Markham still remains on the sideline. Loss of one for Burks. Second 11. Ball at the Bulldog 45. The black and gold break huddle says Eves, the sophomore center, approaches the line. Ashok underneath him. Double wing set. We have motion in the backfield. Hand off to fullback. That's going to be Mason Sharp running hard. He picks up two to advance to the Bulldog 46 to set up 3rd and 9 for Clay County. A big drive here for the Bulldogs. And we have a cramp on the field, I believe, out of Mason Sharp. Hopefully it's nothing more than that. Injury timeout on the field. Go ahead and take a timeout here on the Horizon Sports Network. 4:39 left in the third.
Clay County Farm Supply is not only your local one-stop shop for all things farm-related, but they also carry a full line of Pro Hardware brand products, building supplies, and much more. Owners Randy and Charlotte Copeland make sure their business is the community's leader in farm products and feed while offering a wide array of home improvement building supplies. Why go anywhere else? Stop in today or give them a call at 931-243-4169. Their entire staff wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season. Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related, plus so much more.
We return here still in injury timeout. Mason Sharp has a cramp on the field. He had a pickup of two on the play, I believe, to set up 3rd and 9. While we're waiting on the action to resume, we'll go to a Budget Pest Control scoreboard update.
Halftime, Sail Creek 15, Pickett County 6 in the third quarter. Trousdale County 21, Macon County 0, Livingston Academy 14, Smith County 6. That game also in the third. Fourth quarter, York 21, Oneida 10, Monterey 23, Jackson 0. In fourth quarter, scoreboard brought to you by Budget Pest Control. Your infestation is their occupation.
Mason Sharp now coming off the field. Appears to be okay, still a little gimpy. Had a muscle cramp in his leg. 3rd and 10 for Clay County. Big play here. Markham back on the field, fortunately. I don't know how up to speed he is. We'll find out probably on this play. Too wide to the left, tight end in the wing to the right. Ball snap, fake to Markham. Ashlock throws, incomplete. He was targeting Burks, one of his favorite targets. Could not make the completion, however. 4th and 10 for Clay County. Bulldog down on the field. Guys, either one of you see what transpired here?
I haven't. I don't see number 66. Is that Strong down?
It appears to be senior right tackle Zach Strong. We're very shallow on personnel in the offensive line. Not a good sign if you're a Bulldog fan.
Big fourth down here. Down 10 points in this ball game. What do you think Jake Johnson's going to do here?
I think he'll punt.
Got 4th and 10, 4th and long. A lot of time left. There's over 4 minutes left in this third quarter. Maybe not a bad decision, Danny.
Ball sets at the Bulldog 46. Joe and a good punter. However, Groves, the return man, very dangerous back there for the Indians. There is an injury on the field. We'll go ahead and pause here during our broadcast. See what's going to go on with the injured Zach Strong.
Mm-hmm.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit DelhollaLake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around. Fourth and 10, going on the punt. Zach Strong helped off the field. We'll have to see if he returns to this contest. Appeared to be okay. A little shaken up on the play. Jolan gets the long snap. Punt is away. It's a low liner. Groves is going to field it. Indian 25, and here he comes. He's down the visiting sideline, 45-50. He's driven out of bounds. A flag is thrown. Two of them, in fact. Had some festivities going on over there on the Indian sideline. A couple of Bulldogs may have got a little too aggressive over there on the sideline. Maybe a late hit out of bounds.
Not sure what it was, but I'll tell you, it's got a little testy here in this second half, Daniel. We've seen some back and forth. The Dogs don't like being behind here. I understand that, but they're going to do something about it with their play, not their mouth at this point.
Clay County does trail by 10, 22-12 to the visiting Indians. This is the ninth contest between the two schools. The first one was back in 1968 at the Blanket Bowl. We were winners of that one. We hold a 5-3 overall record against Clay County, and you know we announced that 1968 team as the number 5 on our power rankings back during the Carquest pregame show. If you missed that, go back and listen to it. Great group of players. Glad to honor those guys and the season that they had under Coach John Teeples. That was his 14th season as leader of the Dogs, and it is a penalty against each team. It appears perhaps offsetting here. Big moment in this game. If East Robertson is able to score and go up another possession, Clay County's going to really have to dig hard to get back in it. Already they trail by 10, a two-possession game. I guess it's not going to be offsetting. Official, yeah. Several different hand signals are being given. Personal foul against each team. Offsetting fouls. So after the Groves return, the Indians will take over in Bulldog territory at the 48-yard line. Swift in the gun, two wide to the left, a tight end to either side. Crouch, the tailback at Swift's left hip. Swift awaits the shotgun snap, gets it, quarterback keeper right up the gut. He'll be tackled by that Bulldog interior. Dalton goes along with others, but only after he picks up three on the play to set up second and 7. Ball's now at the Bulldog 45.
Like we said on the last drive, we're not going to see anything fancy with a 10-point lead from East Robertson here. I think you're going to see a heavy dose of Cameron Swift. The Dogs know what's coming. We bragged on them earlier, this front 7 of Clay County. It's time for them to step up, Daniel, and get Clay County back in this game.
Second and 7, wide out either side, tight end either side. Crouch at Swift's left tip, ball snap, Swift keeps it. He's up the gut, 45-40. Nice game. First down yardage before he's tackled by Emberton, along with some other Bulldogs. Swift advances up to the Bulldog 37-yard line, where it'll be first and 10 East Robertson. 3:07 and ticking once the chains are set here. Clay County trails by 10, 22-12. They led at halftime 12-8. So far in the third quarter, it's been all Indians. Once again, Swift in the gun. Wide out either side, tight end either side. Offensive false start against the Indians.
You know, that was, is that Bowles, number 8, Daniel, in there for
yes.
Zach Strong?
Senior Camden Bowles.
Big loss for Clay County and not having Strong in this game. We'll have to see if Bowles can rise to the occasion here and some of his first action as a Bulldog this year.
Yes, it is. He is an experienced player. He's played before, just not this season. First and 15 after the penalty. Ball at the Bulldog 42. Two tights, two wideouts, each to either side. One back set. Swift now gets the snap, looks to pass. He unloads, targeting Groves down the sideline, defended by Burnett. He pushes off Burnett, makes the catch. No flags thrown, though. The Bulldog fans here in Joni Leach Stadium would have liked to have seen some yellow laundry on the field, but it's not going to happen. Another big hookup for the Indians, Cameron Swift and Taylor Groves. First and 10, the Bulldog 11.
Big play right there, Daniel. Just kind of a momentum swing for Clay County there.
31-yard pickup.
You know, like you say, a little push off by Groves. Could have been called, but it wasn't, and the Indians are in business again.
Swift in the gun. Two wide and a tight end to the left. Hand off to Crouch. He's up the middle. He scored from here earlier on a drive. He won't score on this play, but he does pick up 6 to advance down to the Bulldog 5. Clay County's defense right now just seems a little bit battered, a little bit worn, and the tempo comes out for the Indians as they snap again already. It's Crouch again up the middle. This time he's tackled, though, by Coons. Coons not allowing. Or is that Herrera? Is that 50 or 60?
I missed it, Daniel. I was watching Bowles try to get off the field, fortunately for us, the officials let another one go. Swift snapped that ball when Bowles was at the numbers.
Okay. Indians have the football after a loss on that play. And the Bulldogs 6.
This is kind of a mess, Daniel. I don't know what's going on out there.
Here we are. Indians now begin their offensive set. Swift in the gun. Two-back set. Hand off to Crouch, the tailback. He's going to be tackled short of the goal line. It could be a first down, though.
I think that was Coons kind of knifing in underneath and just held on for dear life to bring him down.
Two tackles in a row for that young man. I believe Michael Herrera, number 50,
was it Herrera?
May have been the tackler on the last play, not this one, the
okay.
Previous one before that. Okay. I have lost track of what's going on a little bit here, and the officials have too.
They have
stopped play on the field. The white hat brings his crew into him, wants to talk a little.
You know, I felt confused, but I feel a little better now, Daniel. I think they're all confused out there.
It's like a measurement.
I believe it's going to be short, hopefully so. The Indians began this set of downs at the Bulldog 11. They needed to gain the 1 for a fresh set of downs, and they got it. First down. Now they have it first and goal from the Bulldog 1. Going to be tough to turn them away with 4 plays from 36 inches out.
You know, behind 10 points here, the time's ticking away here on this third quarter, and we've basically had one possession in this quarter of clock control from Cameron Swift in this rushing attack of the Indians.
Swift under center, possible quarterback keeper. It is. He gets in. With 43.5 seconds here left in the third quarter, East Robertson has scored a lot of points here in the third. They came out of halftime with 8 points. They now have 28. 3 touchdowns on 3 possessions for the Indians. We knew they were a good team. They've showed it here in this third quarter.
They have, and I think you go back to that first half. We didn't see this physical attack in that first half.
2-point conversion coming. Swift has it. Hands off to Crouch. He stopped. Tackle made.
That was Herrera again, I think. Big number 50 coming in.
It was him. Michael Herrera with a nice stop could end up being big here because what it did, Thomas, It puts this deficit for Clay County at 16 points with a score of 28-12. It is a two-possession game if we could convert on both two-point conversion attempts. We'll go ahead and go to break here, come back for the conclusion of the third quarter.
Heat pumps are ideal in southern climates. In the winter, they draw warmth from the air to keep you warm. In the summer, they remove heat from the air to keep you cool. And they do it all in the most energy-efficient way possible. Even better, when it's installed by a quality network contractor, you'll be eligible for low-interest financing with no money down. Call Tri-County Electric for all the exciting details of our no-money-down, low-cost financing heat pump financing program. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Go Bulldogs!
43.5 seconds remaining in the third quarter, and I, for one, will be glad to see it go, because this third quarter has been all Indians.
It has, Daniel, and we've seen what we feared coming into this one. Cameron Swift running it early and often in this second half behind that big offensive line with a pair of lead blockers in front of him. Hard to stop, and it's just kind of beat down this Clay County defense.
Indians kick off. It'll be fielded by Emberton, I was about to say, but actually it rolls out of bounds. Clay County going to take over at their own 35-yard line. Plenty of time left in this one, a full quarter, plus a few plays here left in the third. Clay County does travel a 16, two-possession game in the best of scenarios, two touchdowns and two successful two-point conversions would tie us up at 28, but we're going to have to do something we haven't done in this third quarter. That's number one, move the football. Number two, stop the Indians. We'll see what happens.
You know, the one drive we had, we saw Jared Markham with back-to-back big gainers before getting injured, and that kind of killed it for us. We had to punt, and East Robertson has took advantage of their third quarter with three touchdowns to lead 28-12 here.
Double wing set. Markham is on the field. He's in motion from left to right. Toss sweep to him. He comes out right side behind good blocking. He's at the 35. Picks up 1 yard to set up second nine. Clay County has done a lot of new looks on offense tonight. We were very excited at that 8-play opening drive of the contest. We had not seen any of the things they were doing, and neither had the Indians, and it was a beautiful opening drive of the game. Since then, Clay County's been a little bit slower on offense in terms of sustaining drives and things like that. We've had two turnovers, and those have been costly to us. One interception, another a Jared Markham lost fumble back in the second quarter.
In the driving rain.
Yes, it was pouring at the time. Buzzer sounds here. That's the end of three quarters of this one. Clay County trails by 16 points, 28-12 here on the Horizon Sports Network.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off, and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina. Serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
We return here for the fourth quarter. Clay County has the football, second one, and we have a penalty, I believe, another false start against Clay County. Several times we've seen that tonight as Clay County shifts. Tight end Hayden Cherry and wing back Mason Sharp from one side to the other. The wideouts have been the ones, for the most part, that have been prone to go ahead and take a false step. I'm not sure who committed the infraction that time, but regardless, Clay County with it second and 14 now. Markham picked up one on first and 10. The ball does set at the Bulldog 31-yard line, and we have whistles again on the field. Timeout taken this time by East Robertson. Coach, Scoreboard update? Or did we just do one?
We just did one.
Oh. Well.
I'm saving up.
Let's go ahead and play that then.
Let's do it.
Besides offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years, Westmoreland Management and owner Bobby Westmoreland have been proud supporters of Clay County Athletics for decades. Not only have they offered area residents options when looking for a place to live with their Riverside and Cherry Tree apartment complexes, they've always shown their Bulldog pride. The owners and employees of Westmoreland Management are proud to sponsor Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldogs football this season. They encourage you to get behind the CCHS team and fill the stands at every game.
We return here to John Peoples Field for the second attempt at the start of this fourth quarter. We tried a moment ago, and Clay County had a false start. Then there was an Indian timeout. Now we're back. 12 minutes left to play in this one. Clay County shifts, tight end wing to the right, overload to that side, hand it off to Markham. No effect to him. Ashok keeps it. Quarterback boot to the left side. Gets a little bit of yardage up to the Bulldog 31. Let's see if they move the stick. I don't think they will. Is that where he was at? Pick up a one. They moved it a little bit. We'll call it the Bulldog 32 now. More importantly, it's 3rd and 14 for Clay County. And they trail by 12, actually by 16, here in the fourth quarter of this one. Hamilton split wide to the left.
I think it's time to take a shot downfield here, Daniel.
Ashok under center, double wing set. Kobe Bowles in at wing. He goes in motion. Ashok goes to pass. He unloads. It's there. Hayden Cherry, incomplete. A perfect pass by Jake Ashok. He rolled to the left, went back to the right, threw that thing about 35 yards on a rope, and hit Cherry in the hands with it. And seldom do you see the reliable senior drop one like that.
I agree with you, Daniel, and I'm sure Hayden Cherry would look at you and say, hey, I dropped that.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure there's a little bit of a wet ball, but we've seen the Indians complete passes tonight. Just one of those plays, kind of what's going on here in the second half for Clay County. But a great call by quarterback or by Coach Jake Johnson, and a better throw by Jake Ashlock.
Would have been a touchdown. Clay County, however, incomplete pass. We'll have to punt. Jones open to do so. Ball at the Bulldog 32. He gets the snap. Another nice punt by Jolin. Groves calls for the fair catch and makes it. East Robertson will take over at their own 43-yard line, 57 yards away in Clay County. I'm going to go ahead and say if they give up an Indian score here, this one's probably over.
Yeah, I agree. You know, we talked about that last Indian possession being the crucial one in this game. It definitely was early, but you're right. This is a ball game if they score here. You know, Clay County just kind of looks like they're beat down a little bit. The big 300-pounders they have up front, they've been leaning on, you know, Wade Coons and Dalton Gold in that middle all night. We're going to see another dose of it here.
First and 10. Three wideouts to the left. Swift keeps and runs behind him. He's at the 45-40. 35. Flags fly. He's taken out of bounds hard. Huge gain for Swift on the quarterback keep around left side. But a penalty will be assessed against the Indians on the play. Maybe enough for the first down. Certainly, it's going to set up first and short because the penalty happened way downfield. Officials meet to discuss it. And Clay County has not had an answer in the second half for this Indian rushing attack. They did a good job in the first half containing Swift. We talked about Hayden Cherry keeping outside containment. What I'm seeing now, they're choosing to run away from Cherry. They did on that one at least.
They have. And, you know, those backers, you got to remember, we're down on John Copeland. We're down a lot of the guys there in the middle at the linebacker positions. You got Mason Sharp and Jared Markham starting in there. Two of your, you know, smaller guys. They're not really linebacker build, but they've got the grit to play it. We saw them step up early. Just kind of getting overwhelmed here right now by this Indian offense and Cameron Swift.
Must have been two holes on the play because they stepped off from the initial line of scrimmage to set up first and 20. One hole must have happened at the line. Swift in the gun. He gets it. No surprise here. Quarterback keeper left side. He quickly gets up 10 yards, about 15 yards on the game before he's driven out of bounds. Having trouble seeing across the field as to who the Bulldog tackler might have been.
I believe that's Jacob Burnett again on that far sideline, Daniel.
I think it had to be because Burchett's playing corner on the side closest to us here in the press box. So that would have been Burnett. Huge gain on first and 20 for Cameron Swift, and the Indians pick up a 13 for him to set up second and a manageable 7. The ball sits at the East Robertson 46-yard line.
You know, you got to remember, Daniel, this is a good football team. They're 4-1 straight after losing early on.
Right.
Double-A school, bigger school than us, and they've got the bodies up front to kind of wire you down, and that's what they're doing right now.
Second and 7. Swift again behind his left offensive line. Puts on a move. He's at the 45, 40. Dodges two tacklers, 35. Spins, 30. Swift now starting to really open up the offense for the Indians. The young man's in great physical condition. Apparently, he still looks fresh. His team has a 16-point lead, and he's taking them down towards another score potentially. Big pickup, first down yardage and more, all the way up to the Bulldog 27-yard line, R. Swift and the Indians.
Just a heck of a run right there, Daniel. Two or three spin moves, jukes and jives, and coach, he's got to be getting close to that 175-yard mark that he had last year against us.
24 carries, 153.
A lot more carries this year. We have done a better job containing him from the huge play, but he's just grounded against us. Here they are. Indians first and 10 from the Bulldog 27. Swift in the gun, three wideouts to the left. There's a fullback in the backfield with him. Here's the snap. Hand off to Crouch, who was setting at the left hip of Swift, and he'll be taken down by a host of dogs. I think the main tackler on the play was Dalton Gold, the sophomore defensive lineman, nose guard. Zach Strong has re-entered the contest because I see him coming out of it now. Still a little gimpy. He was in for at least that play, so injuries have taken place here to Sharp, to Strong, to Markham. But all of them have went on to see continued action.
You know, this is the second week in a row. Goat's having a solid game with 5 tackles and a sack. But you see teams scheming away from Dalton Goat in the center. You know, maybe a shift for him to tackle, move him around a little bit. You see the NFL guys and college guys take that pass rusher and move him around a bit. Might help Goat here.
Crouch on second and 11 gets another chance for yardage, and he'll pick up around 7. As he moves it down to the Bulldog 25-yard line, unknown Bulldog tackler, Thomas, for me, you may have seen it.
I think that was Burchett coming up from his corner position, making that stop.
Third and 7 for East Robertson. They're just working this clock. 8:30 and ticking remains in the contest. The Indians lead 28-12. Swift in the gun, two wideouts to either side, Crouch at his left hip. Right now, Swift is watching the back judge. He's going to force this clock all the way down to the full 25 seconds that he's allowed to run off of it. He calls for the snap just before the delay of game can be assessed. He looks to pass, quickly turns it into a quarterback scramble, and he may score as he's at the Bulldog 10. Taken down, though, around the 8. Penalty flag on the field. Swift can take one step in that pocket, plant his back foot, and quickly get back to the line of scrimmage. He's almost passed our defensive lineman at times before I think they realize he's even running.
I agree with you, Daniel. And he's kind of small in stature, too. You know, he's sneaky back there. He can get behind those big 300-pound linemen and can't be seen. And then the next thing you know, just like you say, he's in the secondary.
5'10", 186 is what he's listed at, and I'd be willing to wager he may be a little smaller. However, those behemoth offensive linemen kind of make him look smaller than he probably is.
He's running with a little power in this game, too. It looks like he's put on a little weight, just a sophomore last year.
Right.
Pretty impressive high school football player Cameron Swift is.
Penalty against the Indians backs them up to a 3rd and 16. The ball's at the Bulldog 32-yard line. Swift in the gun. Clock does tick. Once again, he waits for the back judge to begin the count. Two wideouts to either side. Swift calls for the snap, looks to pass, releases. He's targeting number 13, his favorite target, Taylor Groves, and it is caught for a touchdown. White Burks was there in coverage, and it appears that Burks fell down. Groves has had a huge night during our Dairy Queen post-game show. If you're interested in hearing the Indian totals, Coach Edwards will share those with you during that time. East Robertson now with a commanding 34-12 lead after they trailed this Bulldog team 12-8 at halftime. Head coach Chad Broderick and his visiting Indians must have had a good talk with one another at halftime because they've come out really impressed in the second half. 2-point conversion attempt, 2 wide outs either side. Swift in the gun. Awaits the snap. He's looking to pass. Ball's released and away. Caught by Groves. Coach Edwards says, any other Indian call a pass tonight?
We've had one other receiver. I don't have a name, but number 24 caught one pass for 4 yards.
Tyler Ayers. Okay. Well,
Groves has caught 977 yards.
9 catches for 177. How many scores?
I have him for 2.
2 touchdowns. All right. 7-18 remains in this one. Clay County trails now by 24 points, 36-12.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way. Your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
With Twin Lakes Future-Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly. Gaming gets real and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
B.J. Emerton on the kickoff return. We were discussing in the break, Cameron Swift also does the place-kicking duties for the Indians. He punts, he kicks, he runs, he throws, he does it all.
I think he drove the bus here, guys.
He's good to have, Coach.
I wouldn't be surprised, Coach. I wouldn't be surprised.
Just an impressive high school football player. You know, brings you back to maybe Jimmy Crank Hull, who did all those same duties for Clay County back in the day. Just
versatile. Versatility.
Right. You know, just one of those players of a lifetime, really.
Clay County takes over. 7-0-7 here. They travel 24. Drive starts at the Bulldog 31. Hand off and run to White Burks. He picks up 1 to 2 yards. We'll have to check the spot. Clock begins running here, and it's been all Indians in this second half. It was homecoming here tonight at Clay County High School. Homecoming queen was Morgan Weir. Football queen, Laney Watson. Pick up a 2 for Burks. He advances up to the Bulldog 34-yard line. Burnett split wide to the left. Mason Sharp, fullback. Burks. And who's that carrier? Burks and someone. Carson Sharp, the freshman. No, it was Mason. Mason Sharp on that carry. Apologize for the missed call there. Loss of 1 for Sharp. 3rd and 8 for Clay County. And this Indian defense has been just as suffocating and powerful as their offense has been flamboyant here during the second half. Clay County's second half offense has been little to none. Ashlock under center, double wing set. Motion in the backfield from Kobe Bowles. Left to right, hand off to him. He works hard off the right side. Picks up a little bit as he gets up to the Bulldog 36, but it's still going to be 4th and long for Clay County. 4th and a long 6, and the punt team comes on. Such a great first half out of Clay County.
It was, and you know, all not lost here, Daniel.
It's
like
not.
I said, this is a very good football team right here. Beat Joe Burns, who's a quality program year in, year out. Showed some signs of life. That's what I wanted to see out of Clay County in this one. Just got out-physical here by this superior team of East Robertson.
Jolan punts it. Jacob Burnett fields it. That's Indian 46, and Swift and his teammates will take over there for another second half possession here.
Let's see if Coach Broderick doesn't bring us out some some fresh white uniforms here on this drive. We saw them go to the air there to kind of put this one away for that long touchdown pass on their last drive. I expect that. Looks like he's got in his team on the far sideline.
You guys were talking about all's not lost, and I'd have to agree. I've often told my guys that it's not really what happens to you in the game. It's how you respond to it. And I think Clay County responded well tonight. I thought we had a great first half. And like you guys were alluding to, I think physically we just couldn't hang in the second half. Those big bodies of East Robertson, they just weighed on us.
Right. And they've got plenty of them, Coach.
Timeout taken here by East Robertson as they prepare to substitute, as you mentioned, Thomas. Sometimes you've got to just call that timeout as a head coach.
Right.
When you go through that process, unless you just have a huge team, you don't have a full second string. You may have a few starters that play a different role maybe on JV. But anyway, 5:05 does remain in this, and Clay County probably going to go 3-3 on the year, barring some kind of heroics here in the last 5 minutes. First half, as we were talking about, we saw the club that we knew we had.
We did.
And that's something, as we get back into region play, this is another non-region game, a good game to play. You don't necessarily want to go find what we might call a cupcake, you know, for just a win to make yourselves feel better. Clay County certainly in need of some morale here, as they're going to drop 3 in a row. However, this is a good football team, and it's going to help them on down the road as they get into Gordonsville and Joe Burns. East Robertson now with some substitutes in the game. I have to get my roster out here. I've been used to calling Groves and Swift all night, and they're on the sideline for the remainder of the evening, I'm sure.
Flashy move by Coach Broderick. You know, I met him before the game. He came up, got the headsets, and a young guy, but he's had a lot of success here. I'm not sure how long he's been in Cross Plains, but as Jake Johnson said in the interview, this team has gotten progressively better year after year, and they play in a region that's chock full of good teams and a lot of talent.
Yeah, they definitely rose to their competition. Pick up a 7 on first down there for the second stringers for the Indians to set up second long 3. The ball sits at the Bulldog 48-yard line. We'll try to watch close, make sure we get the Bulldog tackles accurate here. Hand off to a big fullback. He's got a lot of room. Brought down by Dalton Schrable. His initial hit on the play. He takes Tiernan also involved. First down yardage for the big fullback as he gets up to the Bulldog 36-yard line.
It's good for some of these Bulldogs to get a little action here and late in this game, Daniel. We see some clean jerseys of our own on that side. We saw some pretty tough conditions early on in the first half of this one with the rain. But again, John Teeples Fields held up pretty well, but
yeah.
Definitely got some a little bit of mud on the jerseys tonight.
Well, that's right. First and 10, East Robertson. They're at the Bulldog 36. 3:25 and ticking. Hand off to that big fullback again. This time he's going to be tackled short by Wade Coons and Dalton Gold.
Coons was having nothing of that one. I thought Wade held up pretty good tonight in the Monterey game again. It's kind of a tough outing for him and all that front 7, but especially in the first half, I thought the freshman stepped up along with these seniors along that front and played well. Just got wore down by those senior linemen you were talking about, 350, 296, on and on. And they just ended up having their will with Clay County here tonight as the clock ticks down under 3 minutes.
Second and 10. Indians at the Bulldog 36. Snaps there. Hand off again to their running back, number 31. This time he's met by Michael Herrera. And the Bulldogs having no part of this. Now, this is not a freshman running back they stuck in. This is a senior running back, a 5'10", 169-pound Bryce Smith. So, as I'm calling this to you, don't have a picture in your head of a small, scrawny freshman in taking JV snaps here. This is a big, burly senior who's getting some second-string action for the Indians.
Herrera showing a little toughness there coming through. Still some pretty good-sized linemen in there, and he came to play here late in this game.
Tackle for loss by Herrera there Loss of one for the Indians, 3rd and 11. Snaps away, this time handed off to Matthew Jarrett. He quickly is taken down by number 10, Austin Ritter, who has a big tackle for loss to set up 4th and around 18 now for the Indians, who I suppose will go for it. The ball sits at the Bulldog 44-yard line. There's a minute 30 left. Nothing to lose from handing it off again for them. Indians going to win here tonight, 36-12. Clay County led 12-8 at halftime. And coming out in this 3rd and 4th quarter, Cameron Swift and his Indian teammates have absolutely took control of this one as they've scored 28 points unanswered in the second half.
They did, Daniel. And again, I think just personnel-wise, we got overwhelmed by a superior team here tonight. Nothing to be ashamed of in this loss here against East Robertson.
58.6 seconds remain here as the clock stops. Delay of gain against the Indians. Now it's 4th and over 20 to go for them. They'll keep the offense on the field. Quarterback gets the shotgun snap. It's a handoff to Matthew Jarrett. He's around left side and has a bunch, but not near enough for the first down. The play was ran towards the visiting sideline here at John Tables Field. I'm not sure what Bulldog was in on the tackle. I see Hayden Cherry. Safe bet that he was there.
He was there, but I think that was Austin Ritter coming from his linebacker spot horizontal there and laid the lumber, Daniel.
Good. Good to see the senior getting involved. Clay County going to take over. One final offensive possession. 50 seconds remain. Remember, the Dairy Queen postgame show is coming up here on the Horizon Sports Network after the final buzzer. Stay with us for that. Get all the stats from tonight's contest and hear the TDS top player for Clay County. Ashlock under center, 1st and 10. Ball snaps at the Bulldog 39-yard line. A handoff to a running back, unknown running back to me.
Pretty sure that was Mason Sharp's gate there.
Running back being helped up off the ground now. Appears to be shaking up on the play. I think it was Mason Sharp. Yes, number 33. Finally, we get that visual confirmation. He had a nice carry. We'll call it a 4-yard pickup as the ball's advanced up to the Bulldog 43-yard line. That was the contest as we're now at 10 seconds and ticking. The 2018 homecoming is going to be a loss for Clay County, 36-12 to the visiting East Robertson Indians. We're going to play a few ads here, come back to the Dairy Queen postgame show. Stay with us for our coverage of this contest here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Coming up, the DQ postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's game brought to you by Salina Dairy Queen, where Bulldog fans gather to enjoy fan food, not fast food.
Whether you're looking to satisfy your postgame hunger with one of their signature chicken strip baskets, a delicious grill burger, or just hoping to cool off your craving with a blizzard or classic treat like a hot fudge sundae, Salina Dairy Queen is your destination when the final buzzer sounds.
There's plenty of time for Clay County fans to stop in after the game because your local DQ is open late until 10:30 p.m. on Friday and Saturday nights. And don't forget about breakfast the next day, starting bright and early at 5:30 a.m. Salina Dairy Queen, where Bulldog fans gather to enjoy fan food, not fast food.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of the Bulldogs game, including final stats, the announcement of the TDS top player, and much more on the DQ postgame show, all coming up after word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's BioPrint services. Visit ampbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit DelhollaLake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
We're back here on the Horizon Sports Network for the Dairy Queen post-game show. We saw Clay County fall tonight to the visiting East Robertson Indians by a final score of 36-12. Clay County goes to 3-3 on the season. East Robertson goes to 5-1. Very strong team that they have this year. All Indians in the second half. We're going to go through the scoring summary, the stats, just whatever Coach and Thomas want to do, and let's look a little deeper into it.
Well, I think you gotta start from the beginning. This Clay County team that showed up was a different one that traveled up on the mountain last Friday night. They came to play.
Yeah.
And they showed it on that opening drive, guys. Jared Markham and Jared Markham and Jared Markham on that opening drive. He started out with a 6-yard run and broke back-to-back runs, 16 and 17 yards. And when we saw the offense, I think dictate that. You know, we opened it up a little bit. Coach Johnson doing a good job. Went to kind of a spread with a pistol look in the backfield. But actually, it was a physical run game to start out of that.
And created, used a tight end and wing back flip to create overloads when he wanted to. Sometimes went to the weak side, back to where they came from on that. I did too,
and it paid off on that first drive. Markham took it in from 10 yards out. Clay County's up 6-0, 9 minutes to go in the first quarter. Then we forced a punt. The defense stood strong early on too. Didn't do much with it the next drive, and that's when that weird play, I don't know that I've seen it before, intentional grounding on Jake Ashlock, throwing out of his own end zone, resulted in a safety, and that kind of got things started, for East Robertson, 6-2, 5:38 to go in the first. And then, we saw Bryson Burchett matched up with, Groves on the other side. Great matchup to watch all night long. He had a pick, interception, in that first half also. And then, the big play, the play of the night, in my opinion, just an unbelievable 81-yard touchdown run from Jared Markham just as the rain started, Daniel. And, boy, did it pour down here. But Clay County rolling up 12-2 off that huge play. And then an immediate answer, Cameron Swift found Groves from 28 yards out. 12-8 was our halftime score. And then we all know what happened in the second half. It was all Indians. But this first half, and I just like what Clay County did early on. And as we talked about, they got kind of rolled under just by personnel, not being able to hold up to the bodies of East Robertson here in the second half.
They did. I wish this was the contest that could have stopped at halftime. It was certainly a tale of two halves. But, you know, a more physical team came in here tonight than we saw last week at Monterey, and we held up in a lot better fashion. So, like you say, we refound an identity, at least for a time, that we thought we'd kind of lost.
Clay County stats, you know, in that big first half, they had 22 plays for 185 yards, only added 31 yards to it in the second half, guys. Finished 35 plays, 216 yards, a total of 205 yards on the ground on 26 carries. Ashlock was 2 for 9 for 11 yards, and those were the shuffle passes. A lot dictated by the weather as it rained and poured down there in that second quarter. So not much on the passing. Jared Markham, good to see him back the way Jared Markham should be and running. And I think it's all about scheme. Gave him some gaps, gave him some holes, had some good blocks on the edge from Coons and Gold pulling around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
14 carries, 178 yards, and the 2 touchdowns tonight. So huge effort from Jared Markham. Mason Sharp had 5 carries for 9 yards. Burks had 3 carries for 7 yards. Bowles had 1 carry for 3. And Ashlock scrambled 3 times for 8 yards. Defensively, we had Wade Coons, 4 tackles and a sack. The senior Cherry, 4 tackles and a sack. Jacob Burnett, who had great coverage downfield, had 5 tackles tonight. The senior Zach Strong stepping up with 5. Senior B.J. Everton, coming up from his safety position, didn't make these all downfield, had 7 tackles to be your leading tackler on the night. White Burks had 3. Dalton Goad, 5 tackles and a sack. Mason Sharp and Burchett, who had great coverage and went one-on-one with Groves all night long, both had 5 tackles. Joseph Jolin, 1. Sage Tiernan, 1. Jared Markham, 1. Herrera ended up with 4 on the night, including a tackle for loss. Dalton Trable, 1. Austin Ritter had 2 in cleanup duty to round out the defensive stats. Coach, mine wasn't much to talk about on the offensive side. I know you've got a mouthful from the Indians.
Well, it's a mouthful, but it's pretty much just falls under one name for the most part, and that's Cameron Swift. Through there, he's 9 of 19 for 181 yards, 3 touchdown passes, 1 interception. He led them also rushing, 24 carries, 153 yards, 2 touchdowns, so he accounted for 5 touchdowns on the night. As a team, East Robertson, 40 carries, 228 yards on the ground. 24 of those carries came in the second half, or 26, excuse me, just came in the second half alone, and we saw that they just came out and just grind and grind and grind. And I think you have to mention the freshman Groves from his wideout spot. You know, he had 3 rushes out of that jet for 7 yards, and then they kind of went away from that, used him as a decoy, and let Swift run the ball. But Groves also had 9 catches on the night for 177 yards, and I have him for 2 touchdowns. I may have missed one, though.
Good night for that freshman receiver. Well, folks, we're going to play one more set of ads here, come back, announce the TDS top player, do one final budget pest control scoreboard update, and then sign off and talk a little bit about that road trip to Joe Burns next week. Stay with us. We'll be right back after these last ads.
You're listening to the DQ Post Game Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's game brought to you by Salina Dairy Queen, where Bulldog fans gather to enjoy fan food, not fast food.
Whether you're looking to satisfy your post-game hunger with one of their signature chicken strip baskets, a delicious grill burger, or just hoping to cool off your craving with a blizzard or classic treat like a hot fudge sundae, Salina Dairy Queen is your destination when the final buzzer sounds.
There's plenty of time for Clay County fans to stop in after the game because your local DQ is open late until 10:30 p.m. on Friday and Saturday nights. And don't forget about breakfast the next day starting bright and early at 5:30 a.m. Salina Dairy Queen, where Bulldog fans gather to enjoy fan food, not fast food.
Still to come, the announcement of the TDS top player and a final budget pest control scoreboard update as we wrap up
the DQ postgame show after these words from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility, has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Salina for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activity Director Corey Barlow reminding you, it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their heart. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for levelized billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about levelized billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Clay County Farm Supply is not only your local one-stop shop for all things farm-related, but they also carry a full line of Pro Hardware brand products, building supplies, and much more. Owners Randy and Charlotte Copeland make sure their business is the community's leader in farm products and feed while offering a wide array of home improvement building supplies. Why go anywhere else? Stop in today or give them a call at 931-243-4169. Their entire staff wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season. Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related, plus so much more.
Besides offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years, Westmoreland Management and owner Bobby Westmoreland have been proud supporters of Clay County Athletics for decades. Not only have they offered area residents options when looking for a place to live with their Riverside and Cherry Tree apartment complexes, they've always shown their Bulldog pride. The owners and employees of Westmoreland Management are proud to sponsor Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldogs football this season. They encourage you to get behind the CCHS team and fill the stands at every game. Go Dogs!
We return here to the DQ Post Game Show for the final time tonight. Final score here at John Tables Field was 36-12. East Robertson beating Clay County in their ninth ever meeting. We're going to go ahead and announce the TDS top performer from tonight's game. Didn't take much thinking on this one. We had to return to Jared Markham. I think he got it earlier in the season during the Jackson County game. We come back to him here in this sixth contest. He was back to health, 178 yards rushing on 14 carries with two touchdowns. His long of 81, his short of 10 on the two touchdowns. He had six runs of 10 yards or more, 12.7 yards average coming out of tonight. Guys coming into the game after playing five football games this year, he was averaging 10-plus. Per carry.
Well, it just shows his big playability. I mean, we've seen it his entire career, and now he's become kind of our man on the ground. I hate he had that injury throughout the midseason there that limited his action, because I tell you, with performances like tonight and against Jackson County, he was going to have a historic season here without that injury.
Very true. He did appear to re-aggravate that ankle injury tonight. Don't take us the word on that. It may be fine. It did look like he was shaken up in the same place. Jared had a great night. He also played inside linebacker, did a good job defensively at a position that he never had played in varsity action at. So, Jared Markham.
And again, I think you got to credit Coach Johnson with that. You know, Markham had a lot of carries early in that Monterey game, but they had it sniffed out and knew when Jared Markham was getting the ball. Tonight, Johnson kept the Indians guessing in the first half with his new formation and his new scheme, and it paid off for Jared Markham because he got the ball in space and he took advantage of it. And of course, that offensive line did a great job in the first half to get him sprung too.
Targeted him on a screen pass or two as well that we couldn't quite hook up on, but it looked like they were there. Tonight's TDS top performer, senior running back Jared Markham, and it is brought to you by TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. My favorite time of the night, final budget pest control scoreboard update.
Several final scores here, guys. Monterey shuts out Jackson County tonight, 23-0. Sail Creek over Pickett County, 29-14. Trousdale, 28, Macon County, 0. Westmoreland, 14, Joe Burns, 0.
Now that's a pretty good game there. Westmoreland's ranked in the top 10 in double A, I think, guys. You know, Joe Burns showing a little life there to stay that close to the Eagles.
Yes.
Livingston Academy, 24, Smith County, 14. Hmm. Upperman, 63, Cumberland County, 0. York, 21, Oneida, 10. Those are all final scores, and they're all brought to you by Budget Pest Control. They've been putting pests under arrest for over 22 years.
Final score here tonight, East Robertson 36, Clay County 12. We fall to 5-4 in the all-time series. We still lead it with 5 wins, 4 losses with East Robertson. We're going to be calling that big away game region matchup from Joe Burns High School a week from tonight. If you can't make the trip over, please join us here on the Horizon Sports Network. Carquist pregame show will go on air at 6 o'clock. One last time, East Robertson 36, Clay County 12. Have a good night.